Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Whoa.
To find y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece to the feast, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there joining us here live in the forum. Peace and greetings to you out there. So good to have you guys in the forum tonight. It is Sunday night, July 14th, 2013, and of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Welcome, 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 everyone. As we get ourselves ready to get into the share tonight, I want to welcome everyone to the platform joining us here. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you're there. And, so that we know that you're there and we know that you're listening. Joining me also in the forum is going to be Esther tonight. Let's go ahead and bring her on the line. Peace and greetings, Esther.
Peace. Peace, Remix family. Peace, Miss Blue.
Peace and greetings, everyone. I want to give out, welcome, Esther. I want to give out everyone so that they can know how to reach us over here. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, and that's going to get you into the chat room. I want to say peace and greetings to all of the guests out there. Is that a little better, Esther?
It's still kind of bad, but we can hear you, I think.
You still can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes. Let's see if we can make it better. Let's see. I'm sure that it will get better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, greetings to you guys. If you are a guest and joining us for the very first time, welcome to The Remix. And if you're a guest and you're in the chat room, all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up. Tell us who you are. Come on in. And make yourself right at home. I guess we can get ready to give some international shots out there. oh, my goodness. Welcome to The Remix. Welcome.
Yes.
Well, Esther, it's Sunday night. I know tonight we're going to be talking about taking action in the midst of chaos and understanding what that is. And, of course, we're going to do it remix style here tonight.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
That's crazy. I hear myself breaking up. I'm fading out. Fade to black. Fading out again.
Wow, look at all the international callers. Wow.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and give those international shouts out who's listening here tonight. And we're going to get started.
We have Lithuania, Nepal, Hungary, Brazil, the Bahamas, Austria, South Africa, Romania, Belgium, Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados, the Netherlands, Italy, Jamaica, Germany, India, Australia, Canada, and of course the UK is big time representing. But we are all over the place. Wow.
Yes, yes, yes. Going strong now. I don't even know how many years. 11, 12. I don't know. I lost count. But welcome to the remix, everyone. And also know that just like tonight's show, all the shows are available that you can actually go back into the archive and you can download. I need you guys to hear me. So I'm going to get off the line while Esther just keeps welcoming you guys. And I'm going to be right back. Because this is driving me nuts.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. I'll be right
yes,
back.
Yes. All right, Remix family. So tonight we are going to be talking about taking action in the midst of chaos, really dealing with a lot of the things that are going on in the world today, and yes, dealing with all of that strong energy. Yes, yes, thank you, Original Titan, for saying that. Don't forget about the self-invested classes. If you all are interested, make sure that you email Miss Blue when she comes back. She's definitely going to talk about that. But, yeah, tonight, very, very, very good share we have in store for you all. Really going to talk about just some different perspectives of looking at what's going on and really dealing with the energy that is present. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Hey, y'all. Yes, yes, it's going to be a very, very good share. Yes, indeed. So if you all have not made it over to the chat room, come on over to blogtalkradio.com/theremix and go ahead and hit the login or sign up button so that you can come chat with us in the room. We are
yes,
waiting.
Yes.
The Remix family is welcome. And Miss Blue is back.
Yes, yes. Is that much better? Can you hear me much
that
better?
That is much better. Yes. Yes,
it is. I had to go get on the hotline.
Yes, yes. It's much better. That's much better.
Okay. Well, beautiful, you guys. We're here tonight. We're live in the remix. We're going to be talking about taking action in the midst of chaos. Don't forget, if you want to go back and you want to download this show or any show, you definitely know how to do it. I want to say welcome again to all of you guys here. I can't say that enough. We're going to get ready to dance. We're going to talk about the show tonight. We're going to talk about what's going on. And we're just going to get it started just like that, remix style. You know how we do. Always Sunday night right here. Before we actually get ready to go to the song, I want to remind you guys, of course, I know a lot of you are getting your Chemdex from all over the world, and many more of you will be getting your Chemdex this week coming up. Those orders go in for the Know Your Magic audio, not audio, but the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. And you can definitely go, and you can go over to www.msblueblast.com/cards, and you can pick that up. And also the Know Your Magic audio workbook, which many of you are still working with. You can actually check the show notes, and you can do that as well. And then also, if you want to contact me, Miss Blue, for the readings, I don't know how many spots are available left, because as you know, I'm kind of squishing everyone in, ramping everything up. Because as of December, no more reading. I want to give you guys an update. Ooh. Okay, got that message. I want to give you guys an update. Thank you, Sister Manya. I also want to give you guys an update to let you know that we have been talking about becoming self-invested. And so there is no better time like the present to become self-invested. And right now, as we speak, I want to say welcome to all of you out there who are now self-invested, because hundreds of you already answered the call, and I'm sure there is going to be hundreds more that is becoming self-invested. And when you become self-invested, you will be able to take advantage of all of those things. You want to find out more information about becoming self-invested, what that means, you can go back and you can listen to the show that I did myself with Brother Bilal that talks about becoming self-invested and what you get when you become self-invested. Let me tell you, I have been talking to brothers and sisters all over. And a lot of our master teachers are going to be coming on board. They're going to be teaching classes. They have let me know that they are ready to rock, roll, jam, and go. I'll give you guys just a little bit of tweak. You know that Brother Bilal is going to be teaching. We have classes from astronomy. Help me out, Esther. Astronomy classes, cooking classes, magic classes.
We have writing, and publishing.
Publishing, Qigong, Tai Chi, classes for children, classes for fathers, mothers. We have, oh my gosh, where is my list? Because I got a big, hefty list here of all of these classes that we're going to be doing and workshops. And the great thing is that when you come on and you begin to get these classes, take these classes, for less than $15 a month, you get a chance to take as many classes as you want, and you get a chance to do as many as you want and enjoy. You can become self-invested. If you're interested, you can even have your whole family self-invested, and all of them can come as well and take advantage of all of those things, because we'll have Kim Biz we'll be talking about. We're even going to be doing classes that deal with UFO and extraterrestrial life. We have classes on science. I cannot even tell you about all of these things. And we're also going to be having an annual meeting, and it's going to be everywhere. That's right, everywhere, all over the world. That's where we're going, worldwide, baby. Worldwide, for real. And just doing it in a very big way. And it's an opportunity not just for some to keep advancing their skills and just to manifest themselves, but this is an opportunity for everybody to learn, grow. It is time to stop doing just building, and we begin to do wealth building so we can bring these brothers and sisters and all of us together. So a lot of these situations that we see happening out here in the world, you know how the song goes? Let me see if I can sing it for y'all. Hold on. I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a person we're together. Yes. So that's
yes,
what it is.
You make me better. Yeah.
Yeah, you make me better. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to make each other better, because it's not just about me, and it's not just about you, and it's not just about that exchange. It is time for us to really just optimize all of our energy, all of our power, all of our things together, and begin to just do these things in such a loving, caring, and honest way. It is time. It is definitely time for us to begin to do that. And so I want to welcome you guys on board for not only becoming the new beginner as we enter this phase, but also becoming self-invested. Eventually, there'll be an opportunity where you can even invest and own stock so that you know that you can get a return on your investment. Not only for yourself first, becoming self-invested, but those who take that call will have other opportunities to do all kinds of things. And so I'm just so excited. Esther, I'm so excited about this. It's something I've seen in the records, and I'm glad that it's all of these things are manifesting themselves in such a beautiful, loving way. Yeah,
it's very exciting. Every day it's something new.
Yes,
it is exciting.
Literally. Well, I'm going to let Esther talk to you guys for a moment.
All right. So, everyone, we're going to get get ready to play some music in a while. We're going to get ready to get into the share. And like I said, you want to get out your pen and paper. If you have your Chem Deck, you want to get your Chem Deck out. We've got some really good exercises tonight that are going to tap into all of that wonderful energy that's present, and also, like I said, just take a very different perspective on what's going on in the world. We know it's a lot of energy present. We know there's a lot of things that can trigger a lot of emotion, a lot of passion, and a lot of reactions. And so we're going to talk a lot about, you know, how we can really channel that energy in the right way and respond to those situations. So let's see if the music is ready. Peace and love, everyone, in the chat room. Rick James, I got. That's funny. Oh, that is too funny. So let's see here. I'm going to wait till Miss Blue gets back to play the song. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to wait for that. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. No Rick James, though. Sorry, I got. No Rick James. Yes, I know. I know Rick James keeps it real, but with no Rick James tonight. Yes, indeed.
Wow.
So.
Rick James, really? Really, y'all? Really, Rick James?
Oh, like, no Rick James. No Rick James. Not tonight. We know Rick James keeps it real, but no Rick James. Mm-mm.
No Rick James. Oh, but I do think it is time for us to dance, to kind of move around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is. We do have work that we're going to be doing here tonight and having some fun, as always, as we do here live in the remix. So what we're going to do, we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. I don't know why I say a little bit, because it is a little bit, because she's a whole lot right about now.
Mm-hmm.
If we can find Baby Blue, where is Baby Blue? We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. Welcome to the remix, everyone. So glad to have you guys in the house tonight. I'm going to find it. I certainly am. Here we go.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
This is something I want you guys to think about, this song, when we get ready to play it. It really is one of those songs that has lots of meanings coming from so many different directions. But I want you to, you know, as you move around, just enjoy the vibes and the vibration. I want you to think about how you can apply this to yourself in your life, you know, because it's something that we're all going to be able to relate to on so many different, so many different levels. We'll all be able to relate to it. Yeah, yeah. Everybody will be able to, everybody will be able to relate to it on so many different levels. I see a lot of first-time people in the chat room, which is really cool, which is really, really cool. And, really cool. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome. It's your first time here. All right, so let's get ready to move. Let's get ready to move. Enough of me running my mouth. It's enough. It's enough. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go, everyone.
You take the clothes off my back and I let you. You'd steal the food right out my mouth and I'd watch you eat it. I still don't know why I love you so much. Oh, put me to shame. Have my laundry in the streets, dirty or clean. Give it up for fame. But I still don't know why. Why I love it so much. Yeah. And baby, it's amazing I'm in this place with you. I just can't crack your code. One day you're screaming you love me loud, the next day you're so cold. One day you're here, one day you're there, one day you care, you're so unfair. Sipping from your cup till it runs over. Holy grail.
Blue told me remind you niggas. Fuck that shit y'all talking about, I'm the nigga. Caught up in all these lights and cameras. But look what that shit did to Hammer. God damn it, I like it. Bright lights enticing. But look what it did to Tyson. All that money in one night, 30 mil for one fight. As soon as all that money blows, all opinions take flight. Fuck the fame, keep cheating on me. What I do, I took her back. Fool me twice, that's my bad. I can't even blame her for that. Enough to make me want to murder. Mama, please just take my bail. I know nobody to blame. Kurt Cobain, I did it to myself.
And we all just entertainers, and we're stupid amputators. No, we all just entertainers.
And baby, it's amazing I'm in this place with you. I just can't crack your code. One day you're screaming you love me loud, the next day you're so cold.
Photo shoots with paparazzi, can't even take my daughter for a walk. See him by the corner store, I feel like I'm calling it off. Enough is enough, I'm calling it off. Who the fuck I'm kidding though? I'm getting high, sitting low, flying by in that big body, curtains all to my window. This fame hurt, but this chain works. I think back, you had the same person, if this is all you had to deal with, niggas deal with this shit, it ain't work, this light work. Camera snapping, my eyes hurt. Niggas dying back where I was birthed. Fuck your iris and the IRS. Get the hell up on your high horse. You got the shit the niggas die for. Try yours. Why you mad? Take the good with the bad or throw the baby out with that bad water. You still alive. Still that nigga, nigga. You survive. Still getting bigger, nigga. Living the life. Vanilla wafers in the villa. Illest nigga alive. Michael Jackson thriller.
And baby, it's amazing I'm in this place with you. Get the air out my lungs.
All right, everyone. That was Jay-Z and Justin Timberland and Blue, me, Holy Grail. Ah, y'all heard him say in the beginning, Blue told me to remind you, niggas. Come on, you metaphysical people.
Decode that.
That's right. Oh, wow, you guys. Well, peace and love to you guys. I really wanted to kind of play that song because that's true. You know, when I did the show a while back and talked about the Holy Grail, this wasn't something that was so far-fetched that nobody could understand. It wasn't even about those things that came from a scientific level. These were about things as a matter of the heart. And so that's the time that we're in. So we talked about at the beginning of the year and last year, I talked about how we're in the new era of the origin. And then the show that we did with Brother Bilal talking about moving into the sixth dimension. And so one of the things that you've been able to see over this past weekend, and it's been so clear, so many of you know that you were able to see this. You were able to witness this with your own eyes. And you recognize that some of us are in a completely different dimension. I don't know about you guys, but I really was able to feel that. And it really was a separation of dimensions about what actually was happening. Hear me out for a second. I'm talking about our consciousness. I'm talking about our understanding. I'm talking about that place in your heart where you felt your energy move. Because all of this work that we're doing here, everything that we're supposed to be about, in essence, it's not really to change anything. But I want you to think about that. It's really not to change anything, but it is to discover the true essence of who you really are. It's not to change anything. It's really to let go of all of these false perceptions, whether they're internal or whether they're external. I did the show prior to this time, and it was difficult. I had that conversation, and so I gently gave it to you guys, but I really wanted to prepare those people in my soul group to know, don't be reactive to what you see, because they're already getting you set up for the big set up. It was a big set up. I told you guys, nothing was going to happen. Nothing. But even in the midst of what we say we're supposed to be about and our consciousness, you're able to see what happened. Nothing. It did. And I can't tell you for the first time, it sucked to be accurate, to read that energy correct. It really sucked, but it wasn't surprising. So for those who can say it wasn't surprising, then why are you reacting? You see, why are you really reacting? Because your reaction is not going to cause a change. See, that's the misconception. And really what they want to do is they want to feed off of that energy. So they've been setting you up for this energy for a long time. That is a feeding ground. That's what they want you to do. That's what they want you to do. They want you to act a fool. They want you to do all this. They want you to stay up on Facebook. They want you to keep putting these things out there. That is feeding energy. Distraction after distraction after distraction. Well, tonight, we're going to go to one of the darkest places that exist within the universe. So I'm going to let you know now, if you ain't up for that shit, it's time for you to log off the computer, hang up the phone, and go. Just say bye-bye, catch us on another day. You're not ready. Because we are going to go into one of the darkest abyss. A place that some of us has never been before. That's where we're going. That's where we're going. That's where we're going tonight. Tonight's show is really about taking action in the midst of chaos. How do you take action in the midst of chaos? What do you do? What do you say? What makes chaos move? What keeps it going? How do you get there? What do you do when you get there? Some say we're in chaos right now. So that's what we're going to be talking about, taking action. I wanted to kind of get that out because I know that that's what so many of you guys really want to talk about, and that's what y'all want to get out, and that's what y'all want to do. But I'm going to show you how to get to the core, how to get to the essence of it. Because once you get to the core and you get to the essence of it, then you're going to understand it. You're going to understand why reacting is never a good thing. And you're going to know how to take action. We live in a world of polarity. That same television set that everybody keeps professing, don't watch it, they tell lies, telling lies through vision, cut off the television, everybody had their ass glued to the fucking television. Same place that be telling lies is the same place that we were. Same place. So now all of a sudden they were supposed to tell the truth. It was supposed to be accurate. It was supposed to be right. It was supposed to work in some sort of favor. It was supposed to do something that was humane. Really? No. Not at all. Not at all. My heart, my love, my compassion goes out to Trayvon Martin and his family. And every single other family that is going through the same thing. Because as we speak, there are hundreds and thousands of Trayvon Martin cases out there. The only thing that they have done, because the world is waking up in record numbers. I cannot say this again. The world is waking up in record numbers. The only thing that the media did is they said, y'all ain't got too damn smart. Y'all are too smart, and y'all ain't paying attention to what we saying. So we know y'all know we dirty. We know y'all know what shit goes on. Y'all are getting to know too much, and y'all are trying to change things. And it's working. So guess what? We've been telling you we've been doing a lot of fucked up shit. We've been telling you there's some crazy shit going on in America. We have put cases in the newspaper. People have spoke out in blurbs. But we're going to do something because in desperate times, desperate measures is needed. We're going to broadcast it to the world and we're going to show you what we've been doing. We're going to show you. We're going to put it in your face. We're going to smudge your face in it. Here you go. So they broadcasted it so the whole world can see what they already knew. There is not a person who watched that that did not know that that went on. But I think somehow the illusion still caught you because you thought they would never broadcast this and this shit didn't happen. See, they tried it before, but it didn't go so well. They tried it with Katrina. That didn't last. See, they showed Katrina to us. That didn't last. That didn't last at all. And so what they said is, we got to hit them a little closer. What is more precious to the planet than a young black boy? There is nothing with more potential on this planet other than a black woman or a black girl. But there is nothing to this planet that is more precious than a young black boy. So we're going to show it to you in living fucking color. Here it is. I didn't watch it. I had no need to watch it, because I already knew what the outcome was going to be. And that's why I shared it with you guys. And I said, check it out. I don't want you guys to be reactive. They're already setting you up with the big setup. Matter of fact, they did the setup the same day. They started playing on CNN. When I looked at the little schedule, CNN was playing the D.C. sniper case, because they wanted to let you know we're setting y'all up again. For those of you who are just to be reactive, you see, because that doesn't change anything. Being proactive is the side of the ball that you need to be on. And at the end of the day, you know what they said? Y'all ain't going to do nothing. Absolutely nothing. Not getting ready to do nothing. Absolutely nothing. One thing I can say, and we're going to continue on, Trayvon Martin fought back. He did something. He fought back. He didn't do nothing. It's very hard to look at a lot of this stuff on a human level, because it's going to look nasty, it's going to look ugly, it's going to look gross. And it is. It is. So we're going to kind of step in both worlds tonight. As we continue here live in a remix, we're going to be taking a vision quest. And this vision quest that we're going to do, it's quite lengthy, because I told you guys, we have to go really, really deep. Really, really deep. Really, really deep. Really deep. We're going to a very dark place tonight. Yeah. All right. Taking action. In the midst of chaos. You understand? In the midst of chaos. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. You guys ready?
We ready.
Y'all ready? Mm-hmm. So I want you to get something to write with. Get yourself in a comfortable position. Maybe take your seat for a while. And just have a seat. Yeah, have a seat. I'm going to open up the phone lines probably right after, so you guys can share. Share exactly what experience you had. It's definitely my intention that you come out of this vision quest really, really whole. There it is. There it is. That's what I love to hear. Thank you, Michelle. Yeah. You come out of this vision quest really whole. Really whole and really complete. All right. All right. Let's see.
All right.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to get ready to take you guys in. First thing I want you to do is just to plant your feet on on the floor, nice and comfortable. Make sure your feet is planted on the ground, nice and comfortable. Sitting straight up in the chair, wherever you are. If you're standing up, that's cool too. You can stand. And I want you to take a couple of deep breaths in and out nice and slow, just to kind of get yourself in a nice, comfortable, and relaxed position. Take a couple of deep breaths in and out nice and slow. That's it. Just to kind of get yourself nice and relaxed. Yeah. Nice and relaxed. Yeah, get yourself nice and relaxed. So now, I want you to begin by closing your eyes. I want you to close your eyes. Make sure your hands are not crossed, your feet is not crossed, and that you're in a very comfortable position for yourself. Still closing your eyes, breathing nice and slow, in and out, however you feel. Now, we're going to get ready to take a journey. We're going to get ready to begin to take this journey. As you close your eyes, I want you to begin to feel your energy just lifting you up until you are in the midst of the stars. So you can look around and you see stars all around you. As you see the stars all around you, I want you to look up ahead and you see a very large mountain. That's where we're meeting, at the top of the mountain. So I want you to go to the top of the mountain, lower yourself down right there. As you get ready to stay and wait at the top of the mountain, we're going to get ready. There is a ladder on the side, and we're going to climb down into the mountain.
All right. I want you to turn around, and I want you to begin to start climbing down the ladder. As you begin to climb down, it gets darker and darker, and suddenly you find yourself in complete darkness. Keep climbing down. That's it. I want you to begin to start to feel the sensation that's coming over your body as you're climbing down further and further. That's it. I want you to begin to start to touch the material on the side of the mountain as you climb down the ladder. What does it feel like? Suddenly, you begin to notice, just like being in a movie theater, you start to see different flashes of light appear on the walls. You see an image of an animal or bird. As you continue to move down. That's it. Keep moving down. Now you're going to go past that scene. And now you see a scene of a beautiful landscape of nature. That's it. Just like you're in the movie theater. You see this scene. I want you to begin to continue to go down past this scene. And you're going deeper and deeper down. That's it. You're passing a whole sequence of scenes as they start to come up. First, you see the animals again. And next, you see that beautiful scene of nature with water and trees and grass and flowers. Now, here comes the scene from your present life. That's it. Take a look. I want you to keep going down because you're passing that scene. And now you see a scene from your life about 10 years ago. Keep going down. Then you see a scene from high school. That's it. Another scene from your childhood. Keep going down. And now you see a scene from all of the chaos that's going on in the world that's making headlines today. I want you to go past it. Keep going down. And now I want you to go back about 10 years and you see that scene. And then I want you to go down past that scene. And here comes a flash, a scene from about 100 years ago. You're able to take a look. And now I want you to go further back. You're going back into ancient times and you've gone all the way down. Keep going down and down. And now you're at the very, very bottom. Yes, you're here, and it wasn't difficult. I want you to look ahead. You will see a door that's on the wall. I want you to open it, and I want you to walk through it. Once you get to the other side, you are truly in the midst of chaos. You are in the darkness. You are in the waters of noon. And now, I want you to look around. I want you to begin to get a feel for what this place is like. What does it feel like to be down here? And now that you're down here, what you see in your surroundings, what do you hear? What do you feel? What is it? What is it? Now, as you're down here, what I want you to do is I want you to stand still for just a moment. Just a moment and feel the energy that is here because it's very dark. And all of a sudden, right behind you, there is a figure standing behind you. I want you to turn around because this figure represents your shadow. This is your shadow. So it could be a person. It could be an animal. It could be a creature of some sort. It can be a god or a goddess. But this is your shadow side. You've now come face to face with it. What does it look like? How does it feel to you? What are you doing? What is it doing? Now, it begins to interact with you. And it's acting according to its true nature. Because it has a message for you. Your shadow side has a message for you. This interaction could be verbal, it could be physical, it could be friendly or very unfriendly. I want you to let this interaction with your shadow happen now. Let it happen now. I want you to begin to engage and interact with each other, whether it's verbal, whether it's physical, whether it's friendly or unfriendly. Now, you're going to become the shadow figure. I want you to feel what it's like to be in their body. I want you to see through their eyes. And I want you to begin to explore the world in this way. I want you to begin to explore the shadow. I want you to begin to walk outside of this space that you're in. And I want you to begin to explore the shadow country. Walk around. Do the things that the shadow would do. What is it that you need, that you want? Who or what do you want to encounter? Is it somewhere you left yourself? Is it something that you must do from your shadow side? What's happening? What's going on? How do you feel? Now, it is essential that you do this and be in total acceptance. even in enjoyment of who you are. It's time to let go of the judgment, all of the doubt, no matter how strange, no matter how awful your actions might seem. Because now, you are fully the shadow. You are fully transformed into the shadow. And you want to do all of these things. And you understand why. You understand your dark side. You understand why it's there. You are truly committed to what you are doing. And you feel completely okay with yourself. You now begin to notice that your actions, your feelings are changing. Your feelings are just like the shadow. They're beginning to transform. They continue to transform. I want you to begin to let your activities begin. I want you to just go move about as if you were the shadow. This is the part of you that might have seemed to be somewhat evil or corrupted. It may be jealousy. It may be doubt. It may be hatred. It may be pain. It may be sex. It may be lies. It may be judgment. Embrace it. Embrace it. Embrace it now. Embrace it. Embrace it. Continue to explore. The more that you continue to explore as the shadow, you are more and more in touch with the strengths and the positive qualities which you previously tried so hard and desperately to disown about yourself. Now, you've begun to re-own these discounted parts of yourself. And you've been able to experience the positive side of your shadow. Take some time to explore and begin to recognize the strengths that lie here. Be fully in touch with whatever it is. Is it your assertiveness? Is it your gentleness? Is it your sexiness? Is it your pain? Is it your anger? Is it your frustration? Is it your grief? Explore it. Whatever, explore it. Find the light in it. Find the understanding. Find the peace in it. Now, I want you to begin to affirm your newly discovered strength. Feel your wholeness as you become one. Yes, feel your wholeness. Now, I want you to go back to the door where you entered the place, where you entered the shadow country. And I want you to begin to go back up the way you came down. And I want you to begin to pass these scenes from the world. I want you to begin to see your life in its entirety. I want you to begin to look at those things in nature. And I want you to begin to keep going up, up. And I want you to finally keep coming out until you're at the top, at the very, very top of the ladder. Now, That's it. You are moving as a transformed shadow. Yes. You are moving into this place. Yes. You can start to move as the shadow. Let the transformation complete itself as you go through. Yes. That's it. Keep going. Close your eyes, and get in touch with your transform, your original shadow. Take a place which reflects your shadow figure. I want you to stand. You can sit. You can crouch. You can do whatever you want. I want you to let your senses begin to explore your shadow as it comes completely and fully into your body. I want you to feel the qualities, those newly owned shadows, strength as you begin to move. And now, I want you to begin to interact with yourself. I want you to begin to let yourself come into its wholeness as you and your shadow begin to come one. And just allow your body to move. That's it. However your body begins to move as you begin to merge your shadow side, never, ever to leave it alone again. That's it. Merge it. Allow it all to become one. All of it. Allow it to become one. It takes courage to do this. It takes strength to do this. This is about tapping into your higher self to be able to do this, to be able to bring it to some level of understanding. That's it. Allow your body to move. Allow yourself become grounded deeply in your body, in the movement. I want you to feel as you begin to expand yourself, expand who you know yourself to be. Yes. 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 Beautiful. Beautiful. You are re-owning and you are transforming. You are re-owning and transforming. Yes. Yes. That's it. Allow yourself to just move. That's it. Now, I want you to get ready to stand up. Stand up. Stand up if you're not standing up. Keep your eyes closed. Keep your eyes closed. Stand up. As you become whole, as you become one, that's it. Feel it. Feel it. Embrace it. Love it. Feel it. Feel it. Yes. Now, you know who you are. Yes. You know who yourself is. You know who you came to be. You understand that completely and wholly now. That's it. That's it. That's it. I want you to begin to feel the newness coming in you as you begin to look at yourself in a whole new light, in a beautiful light. This is you. Understand who you are. Understand who you are. Understand it. That's it. That's it. Yes. I want you to think about what you were thinking about yesterday. Yesterday, what kind of thoughts were going through your mind? Was that coming from you or was that your shadow self? What part of you was that coming from? Did you leave yourself somewhere? Is there somewhere on this planet that you need to finally make amends? Is it something you need to say? Is it something you need to do? Because now you've embraced your shadow side. So there's absolutely nothing that you cannot do. There is nobody on this planet that knows you better than you. Whether that be the shadow side or whether that be your higher self. You have fully engaged them both. So now, anything that you need to face, anything that you need to do, you can do it. See, sometimes they will use these things of images to play tricks on us. No more tricks. No more games. No more lies. Now is the time. You're a new beginner. You're a new beginner because you've embraced your shadow side. You understand it. You understand why. You found your strength there. Yeah, it's been transformed. Completely transform, and you're able to let those things go. So whether they were things of the past or whether they were things of yesterday, you're able to let them go and never, ever, ever, ever again do you have to be in fear of anything about you. You know who you are. You know what you do. Love it. Love it. Be the new beginner. It is time for you to become fully invested in who you are. Right now, at this moment. That's it. Take a couple of deep breaths in and out. Bring this energy back with you. Bring it back whole and complete. Peace.
All right, everyone.
Woo. Wow. Wow. Woo.
Mm. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 to get on the line so you can share. I'm interested to know, who did you greet? Who was your shadow side? What was it? Who did you see? Who was there for you? What showed up? What did you learn? What did you bring back? What happened?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Mm. Call in, y'all. 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the line.
Yeah. Yes. Call in. I would love to hear. Would love for you guys to share. Wow, the phone is doing something real crazy tonight because it just looks like everybody got their hand up. Let's see here. We're going to go to the phone lines. Definitely want to hear. You guys press 1 when you get on the phone lines. Beautiful. Someone said they feel so liberated. Yeah. yes. Yeah. Mhm. All right. Well, we're going to go to the phone line. Calling in from area code, and I'm just going to go from the bottom to the top. Calling in on the phone lines, looks like you're calling in from area code 334. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Esther.
Greetings.
Hi.
This is Sheena from Montgomery.
Greetings, Sheena.
Hi. That was beautiful. When I was going down the ladder, it seems like I've been there before. It was like, you've been here before plenty of times, girl. Like, I felt like, okay, and when I seen the person guiding me, and it was a Black Hawk, and mm-hmm. when I moved with it, it was like, you know, girl, you've been here before, you've done this, you need to just get it together, all that low self-esteem, all that, but the thing is, it's like being afraid to embrace that. Because of what people think.
Yes, yes. Oh.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. And yeah.
It's like, girl, you know, you've been here. You've met me before. You know, I see Bird, you know, all the time. It's like I know that I've had a connection with Birds, my children.
Yes, yes.
And I see them all the time, and I know that they bring me messages.
Yes, yes.
And it's like, you know, it's time to stop playing. It's time to stop pretending that you're this person that you're not, and be you. And who gives a fuck what people think?
That's right. Yes. Oh, beautiful.
And that's how I feel. And it's like, stop holding back. It's gonna come out raw because it is.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It is what
that's
it
true.
Is.
Yeah.
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 It is what it is. And so that was beautiful.
Oh, it
and
was.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Because that was
beautiful.
For real. And that is the whole point. That is the whole point. And we all need this reminder, especially in this time that we're in. We all need to embrace ourselves wholeheartedly and completely. And, you know, like I said, even in the Vision Quest, that it takes courage to do that. You know what I mean?
Yes, it does.
It takes a lot of courage. Yeah, it does. But isn't it so freeing
like,
how you feel?
It is. It feels, and I just said that the other day, despite what's going on, I feel free. It's like I knew it. I knew it. even as you was giving clues, I knew it. I said, I know what's going to happen. So why get involved in that? And, you know, people look at you like, you know, you don't care. You're heartless, but that's not it.
No.
You cannot be connected to it. You got to do your own thing and keep doing you. You have to. It starts with us, and that's where it starts.
Right.
It starts
with
us. Investing in ourselves.
Yeah.
We're our business.
Yeah. Beautiful. All right. We'll hold the line. And peace and love to you.
Okay.
Peace and love.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 919. You're live in the remix.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, you want to tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm Perrin. I'm calling from Raleigh. I saw Poo behind me when I got to the bottom, and we got into a fight at first, and he bit me on my arm because I had jumped on his back, and I tried to choke him, but he bit my arm. So I used my other hand and grabbed him, and he threw me over his shoulders. And I got up, and we kept fighting. And then it stopped, and then we just kind of looked at each other, and it's like he merged with me. Like he calmed down, and emerged with me, and I started seeing visions of like last year when I confronted one of my fears at one of the schools, and it brought back the memory of what I felt when I called out the instructor, and I could feel the Anpu energy coming through in me. It's like it felt like Anpu was coming out and he was just barking at the dude. And I could feel the dude's energy. I could feel his energy drain. And it was like I could taste him too. He tasted like fruit. I could tell he was scared. And I could feel the chaos. And I could feel the chaos in the room when I was out there because, like, even though my brother and I were calm, there was a whole lot of chaos going on because I basically just ruined this whole ceremony because of what I went through over there. And the animal I saw when I was coming down, I saw, the first one I saw was a dragon. And when I was climbing down, I actually got into the feel of it, and it was very scary for me at first, because I actually imagined that I was actually out there, and I was in that darkness when you had it at the bottom, and you know, we were in that darkness, step in that room, it was like, I was already standing still, and then you said, oh, you're standing still, I was like, yo, I'm not moving, because this is kind of scary, you know, I'm in the darkness, it's kind of cold, it felt kind of wet down there, I could feel the rocks and everything. So I did take a few steps forward, but I didn't move too much. And I could actually feel his presence behind me when you said there was a figure behind us. And when I turned around, he was just standing there. He wasn't angry or anything. He was just staring at me. And in the end, it turned out I realized that, he is who I am. You know, he is. I am, and there's nothing to be afraid of, and it basically just showed me that I'm feeling that way because I feel the way I do about certain things because that's him coming through, that's who I am, and I need to let that out, not worry about, like, you know, the consequences, if there are going to be consequences, really, because that's really the fear that I face, is like the consequences of them, like, you know, there might be consequences, but
well, let me ask you, and thank you for sharing that.
Okay.
When you went back to your high school memories, what kind of flashes did you have?
Walking down the hallway with a friend of mine, and there's I remember a girl, one of the girls that there's a girl beside me from a class under me. I remember. That was a flash I had for that one. We were walking down the hallway. I think it was after lunch, going to class, and he and I were talking. And I remember this girl that was, I believe she was interesting because she was just standing beside me. She was walking beside me. She didn't say anything, but that's the image that I had.
That's the image you had from high school. And so what was your shadow side message to you? Do you know what your shadow side message was? When Ampu grabbed you and bit you, what was the message he was trying to tell you?
It's like I'm fighting him. It's like we started fighting because at first he was calm. Then all of a sudden he just jumped on me. He's saying, dude, you're ignoring me, basically. He said, why are you ignoring me? Why are you holding me back, basically? Why don't you just let me out? I'm here. Why don't you just face that fear, basically? That's the kind of message I got. And in the end,
and when,
like, when I really...
So when you say he was saying you're not letting him out, what was he going to do when he get out? What was, when you were looking through his eyes and able to see the world and embrace yourself as him, as Ampu, what did that world look like? What did it feel like to you?
I felt calm. It was like energizing. I felt energized. And I saw when he was trying to come out when I was at the dojo and I called the dude out on his bluff and everything in front of his school. That's what made me realize that, oh, wait a minute, this is me. That was him trying to come out back then, which was last year. It's like he was trying to come out last year. No, excuse me, it was earlier this year, excuse me. Yeah, it was earlier this year he was trying to come out. I was like, oh, wow, because I saw that flash, and I remember that energy. I said, oh, wait a minute, he's been with me. He's not really fighting me. He's letting me know that, dude, I'm right here. Just let me out, and I got you. Basically, that's the kind of feeling that I got from it. It's like
that.
Oh,
he responded to tell you that.
Yeah, like relax. You're good. Calm down. It's like just relax.
Relax and calm down, and just be who you are.
Right. Basically, you know, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah. Yeah, be who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, be who you are.
Okay.
Be who you are.
All right.
Be who you are.
You do.
Be who you really are. not who you're pretending to be, but who you really are.
Okay.
What would happen if people knew who you really were? What would happen? Would you be fighting every day? Would you be constantly like Ampu was for you? Would you be battling people constantly?
Yeah,
you would, wouldn't you?
Yep.
If you told people who you really were, that's what you feel you would be doing. You'd be fighting.
Yep.
You'd be battling constantly because they wouldn't accept you, would they?
No. Yep.
Why do you think they wouldn't accept you?
Well, my experience is that, family, they accept me, but I've noticed that others, no matter how I try to show love or anything, it's like I just attract bullies in a way, you know. That's how I feel. But I attract bullies, and what I do is I'll try to talk my way out of it and everything to keep from fighting. And because I worry about, like, you know, if I snap or something, I'll do some serious damage, you know. And so I try my hardest, you know, keep that in check. You know, I do my best to keep that in check. And for the most part, I'd say I let things, I let a lot of things slide because, you know, I don't want to get into anything. So that's basically pretty much what
I want you to begin to think about it. That was a very powerful confirmation for you.
Yeah.
It's something that you've been fighting for a long time to come to grips with when it comes to who you really are.
Yeah.
And constantly fighting it is only going to keep you in that dark, scary place.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thank you.
All right, peace. Thanks for calling in. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 916. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this Blue, this is Kyle. Calling from California.
Okay. Oh, greetings.
Hey, long time, I know.
Yes, yes.
I'm here, though. Always be listening. Hey, how you doing, co-host?
How you doing?
Okay, I'm friends with you on Facebook, so yeah, I see you. Oh, my goodness, this is like off the wall. Okay, real quick. Okay, on my journey, first of all, the mountain was moving. And when I started climbing down, it was like a slimy feeling on the wall. But then when you said to imagine the lights, different lights going off, it hardened the sliminess, the substance, and it turned to gold. And then when I got to the bottom and asked who they were, they said that they were the conquerors. And it was like a plethora of them, like Vikings, different types of rogues.
Mm.
And then when I turned around, when I turned around, it was a big guy, big black guy that I see often in the streets, but he's always silent. And I seen him this morning. And the shadow, though, came to me as it was a woman. And I had an image where, like, every time I'm going to handle some business to make money or to come up or to do something, there were strings behind me, and she was pulling on them. So what I did, I snipped them, clipped them, and then, because I'm outside enjoying the nature, and so then I start hearing, like, the sounds around, like the disturbances, and it verified it was a woman. So on the way back up, I went through, like, 10 years ago, that's what it caught my attention. I went through this time where through a hard spell, and then
because
I was moving quick, but when I got to that point, I kind of slowed down. I said, and I zoomed by it. And so I went like 3 years up, and was another situation where it was like, you know, choose, and it was it seemed like the woman was still attacked. So it came to me that I guess that was the wrong decision, but it wasn't a setback. It was a learned experience. So. Hopped
right.
up another 3 years, and it was another choice, and I kind of jumped the gun, and it didn't last. So that was still it was still going on. So that's the feeling I was getting. So hopped up to now, and it was like I just had not a debate, but it seemed like an argument. Because it was like that energy wanted to attach just to, keep the strings on. But it's like, no, I kept saying no. And you're not welcome, and no thank you, things of that nature. So it was like, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so the woman ended up being like, I don't know why, but I had an image of the Wiz. And when the big fat woman was sitting on the Tin Man in the one Michael and Diana starred in. So, yeah, that's wild. That was wild. But although, everything came through, as in that was the journey that I actually just been through and was kind of summing up things. Wow. That was good, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So let me ask you, what was the message your shadow side was trying to tell you? What was the message you believe you got?
Every time it comes to time to make a move, someone was trying to pull my strings to lead me the wrong way, and I had to snip them. And it's a voice thing. Someone, it's just like battling spirits. And, keeping your own voice, talking with, your thoughts and, what's good for you. Like you say, who you are. When you were saying that, I had an image of me just cutting hair and, just doing my thing and just blasé and, just flowing, not worrying about anything. Just, just being captivating, as I am.
Right. So, and I want you to think about this question that I'm going to ask you. And I want you to be completely honest and tell the truth. You blame your failures in life on women. Don't you?
I have three sisters, though. And they're strong sisters.
No.
Mama,
we're not talking about
I hear my choices. I'm avoiding the question, I know.
Yeah.
Maybe
we're not
so.
Talking about your sisters. We're not talking about your sisters. We're talking about women. Mm. And if you can understand this, then you can understand why your shadow side showed up the way it did and how you can really, really move past this and being able to embrace yourself fully. When it comes to tapping into wisdom, who do you get wisdom from? Do you know where you get wisdom from? Who gives you wisdom? Where would that come from?
Inside.
But what part of you inside? What part of you would wisdom come from? What does it come from? What is that side of you known as?
I would say the feminine, the intuition.
Yeah, the feminine side. And if you feel on a subconscious level, because that's where you went deep down into your shadow side, that it is a woman pulling your strings and holding you back, then you know if it's deep down inside of you, you got to know that you're living it out every single day.
I guess I do blame one.
Yes, you do.
I felt I got over that, though. It was the energy I was putting out at the time that's what the repercussions has been. Like, I hate back, and it has been strictly that kind of woman. I hate to categorize, but it's all the time.
It's not just that kind of woman. It really is all women. When you start to feel any kind of love, any kind of care, that reminds you of that. It reminds you of a time in your life when you thought everything was perfect and everything was going wonderful and it all came crashing down.
Correct.
I want you to see that so that when you begin to examine your shadow side, when you begin to truly embrace it and become one and recognize that you cannot discount a part of you. You can't numb it away. You can't drink it away. You can't take drugs to make it go away. It is still there. And you have to begin to tap into your wisdom. You have to begin to visit your dark side and be able to find the strength. Because even though that relationship went completely terribly wrong, there was a lot of beautiful lessons that could be taken from that as well. But if you don't go back and you don't get the lesson, you will forever be fighting with your shadow side.
But I cut the strings when I was down there.
Beautiful. Cut the strings. Next time I want you to go in and be able to see things through your shadow's eyes. All right?
Got it.
All right. Well, peace and love, and you sound well. It's so good to hear
from you. Oh, yeah. Love you, Miss Lou.
All right. All good. Love you, too.
Love it.
Peace.
Peace. Woo! Y'all have some powerful
it's
stuff
intense.
Going on.
Yeah, very intense.
Yes, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 786. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Greetings. This is Fatima calling from Miami.
Okay, greetings to you.
Peace.
Peace. Hi, I'm happy to be on the remix. Okay, so I'm going down the hill.
Are you on speaker?
No, I was, but I took it off. I'm not on speaker, no.
Okay, because you kind of muffled. That's okay. Maybe move the phone a little bit away from your mouth. There you go.
Is this better?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I'm traveling down the hill, and as I'm going down the hill, I'm hearing what I thought was Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday playing, and for some reason that had put images of people hanging from nooses in my mind, and going down and down the hill, I seen an image of a coyote, and as I continued to go down the hill, I got into this very dark, cold, like, cave. And inside of the cave, the walls were, like, wet and moist, and there was, like, all of these soulless people down there. And when I turned around, I seen this red demon figure that had, like, horns, like a devil demon image. And when I turned around and faced it, it began to mirror my every move. And almost, like, immediately, it transformed. It was like a male demon figure. And then it was mirroring my every move. I noticed that it was whatever way I would move, it would move. And it almost immediately began to transform into a female entity. And then it just automatically just became one with me. And as it was merging with me, this red demonic female creature, I noticed that her body, it was like these snakes just crawling. It was like translucent, but there was these snakes crawling all over her body. And she had gold, long fingernails like Wolverine and like a gold grill with fangs. Oh, and then my breath, it was like fire. And then I remember these children, like it was baby, these little babies of these little demons or whatever I was, like behind me. When I look back, it was like a million of these little bitty mini versions of me, this entity. And that was pretty much what I picked up. And when I was down there, when I was coming back up the ladder, I hadn't come back up, coming to myself. I was this entity coming. That's what came back up the ladder with me, was this red entity. That's what came up the ladder. And that was pretty much it.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. What do you think the message that your shadow guy was trying to tell you?
I think it was kind of like just confirmation to maybe some of the feelings that I have sometime, just about not being so passive, and when I get angry or outraged about just certain things that I find many people to be oblivious to, that it's okay to feel this way and to embrace the other side of light. It was just kind of like it was a very just kind of welcoming, yet I wasn't scared or anything. It was just like I felt at peace with this thing.
Let me ask you a question. Do you hold guilt from past decisions that you've made?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't think I hold on to any guilt from any past decisions that I made.
Do you think that some of your actions, some choices and decisions that you decided to do with your body, that some people may deem as sort of a bad thing?
I don't think so, but because you said that, I had recently lost like maybe 60 pounds over the past year, but I did it holistically from a plant-based diet. So if people do feel that way, I can't really see how, but maybe.
Yeah. No. It wouldn't certainly be from you losing weight. That wouldn't be it. I want you to think about other decisions that you've made concerning yourself and your body, that if people knew about it, what would they say?
I don't know, Miss Blue. I can't. I just can't think of what changes that I have made within my body
mm-hmm.
that would cause people to say
yeah.
Something.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you want to have children?
I have a child. I have a 14-year-old son.
Mm-hmm. Is that your only child?
Yes.
Did you want to have more children?
Eventually, yes, I do.
But prior to your son, prior to your child, did you want to have more children?
Before I had my son, did I want to have more children?
I mean, after your son, did you want to have any more children?
I went through a period where I was like, no, I don't want more kids, that's it. But then as I got a little bit older, then I entertained the thought again, like, well, maybe, you know, I can see how maybe it can work, and I'm open to it if the opportunity
yeah.
presents itself.
Yeah. Why do you think that when you went down, you've seen these little children, I think you call them children demon. Why do you think that you've seen that as part of your shadow side?
I felt like I was the mother. It's like I had given birth, but the birth part, I didn't see it take place, but I kind of like felt like I had just within a twinkle of an eye given birth to all these little mini me's. And, so behind me were all of these little images of me, and like on the other side of the cave, there was like all of these lost souls swimming in like this pool of quicksand or something. And so the only thing down there was me and these babies, and then all of these like lost souls swimming in this pool.
Hmm. Yeah. Have you ever lost a child?
No.
Hmm. You sure?
No, I never lost a child.
Mm-hmm. Never had a miscarriage?
Nope.
Hmm. So you have no clue why the babies are there.
I don't know, but I know it felt like I had gave birth to just like a whole nation of whatever it was that I had become. But, and they had, that was like the last part of my vision down there. That was like, that came like right at the end. And then I didn't see, but I felt the male presence of what I had seen before. It had became me,
mm-hmm.
like hovering over me, but I didn't see it, but I felt that presence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you said when you were getting back up that the shadow followed you back up.
Yes, it came all the way up and all the way out and was even, I guess it was here where I'm at now until I, it followed me all the way up the hill. And then when I was coming back, bringing myself back to where I am presently, it's like the shadow laid in the bed that I'm in, and then my skin and everything just started to come back to normal, and the shadow just went inside of me or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that people judge you?
Some people, yeah. I know people do.
Do you think they have a reason to judge you?
I don't think they have a reason to judge me, but I know because I live pretty much outside the box that I can easily see why most people would judge me.
But what about before you were living outside the box?
Did people judge me before I was living outside the box? Honestly, I can't remember when I ever lived inside the box. My whole life has kind of been outside the box. It's just that as I got older, I just embraced it more and was just like, fuck whoever don't, you know, like my beliefs,
right,
the way I eat, the way I live, what I choose to do.
So you're very comfortable about any choices you've made in the past, and there's absolutely nothing that you've held on to.
Let me see. When I was, I remember like 2 years ago, I had this surge of emotions, just came out of nowhere, and I was thinking about like my preteen years, like when I was like maybe 13 and 14, when I used to run away from home and skip school and hang out with my friends and all stuff like this. And I was like, dang, I can't believe that, you know, when I was younger, I did all this stuff. I was driving my parents crazy or whatnot.
Right.
So I can remember like 2 years ago, me having that experience, just reflecting on my teenage years. And, but, you know, I had just became one with that. Like, you know, well, Fatima, that's made you who you are now. But that's like the only thing, that I can personally think of that, I probably felt guilty about. I felt guilty about just having my parents worry about me when I was younger and acting up in school and stuff like that.
You felt guilty about being outside the box, because you said you've been pretty much outside the box your whole life. So even when you were a teenager and those things you were doing, you consider that to be outside the box?
Yes, I would consider them to be. It depends on who's asking, but I would consider them, compared to most teens, to be, you know, just outside of the box. It was just very hard for me to just conform and, you know, just accept, you know, what was being.
Are you scared of the devil? Honestly, think about it before you answer.
I'm thinking about it, and I'm the concept of the devil. Me, I believe that it's really just an illusion.
No. Are you afraid of the devil?
No, I'm not.
Do you notice that when you went down, you seen the devil?
Yes.
So what is the devil? Who is the devil? What's the concept of the devil?
Well, what I seen down there was just...
No. Tell me what the concept of the devil is.
The concept of the devil, if I had to explain it in my own words, is just the dark side. It's
But what's that? Tell me what the dark side is, because you said you've been outside the box your whole life. So what's the dark side of you? What's the dark side of being outside the box? If you go outside the box, what's the dark side of that?
Outside of the box is basically not... Well, for me personally,
Not outside the box. You already told us about that. Tell me what the dark side is and the devil. because we already know what the outside of the box is. We already know that. So what's the devil? Because you seen the devil when you went down there. So what's the devil?
What I seen down there, it was this demon figure. Now, how did it make me feel when I seen it? I didn't feel afraid or anything. Like I said, it just began to mirror me and became one with me. But what do I connect with the word devil, you know, away from that experience is just, you know, just darkness and chaos and confusion, you know, the opposite of everything good.
Okay. So, all right. Okay, that's good. Thank you for that. So what is dark and what is confusing in you?
I guess what's dark in me is the way I feel. The way I feel when I am just confronted with
telling the truth,
negativity, or not
telling the truth.
For me, it's when I'm confronted with injustice or unnecessary bullshit or things like that. That's what brings upon the dark side in me or make me feel like rage or something. Or like the last time I felt very extremely angry was I had a situation up at the school with my son, and I just felt just really upset because I felt like
right,
a bullshit.
The reason, I want you to think about this because you said you don't care what anybody says. You've pretty much been living out the box your whole life, which is the dark side. If you're already on the dark side, then how could the devil show up? How could that be? How could that be if you're honestly saying there ain't nothing, you have no regrets about, you don't hold on to nothing, and, you know, you good. Why would demon babies show up in the devil?
That, I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out now. I don't know, but I do know that the last thing that I can remember that was pressing on my mind that I did feel guilty about was what I told you about was 2 years ago when I had that surge of emotions when I was just sitting back thinking about my teenage years. And but since then, you know, I've been pretty much at peace with myself and where I am right now and where I'm going and everything that I got going on. Now, if there's something else that I haven't become one with and accepted, I'm not familiar with that as of this very moment. You know, prior to me going into the cave, like I said, I've been feeling pretty balanced, you know, within my own personal life outside of, you know, like I said, whenever, you know, things that go on within a society or, you know, just dealing with people and just regular bullshit, sometimes that's what triggers, you know, my dark side or make me feel very upset or furious or whatnot when I see things happen, like, for instance, the Zimmerman trial. But I don't know.
But if you're already outside the box and you're already living, I just want to give you some things to think about because one of the things that you do very well which I think is a good habit, is you're able to forget. You push things out of your mind when you don't want to focus on them.
Okay.
And I mean, a lot of people have the ability to do that. And in some cases, it can be a saving grace. I know you came on and you proudly said how you were so excited, and it's to be very commendable that you lost 60 pounds. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. That was a great accomplishment. It was, because you came to grips with something that, for you, you have been ignoring for a very long time. So just some things for you to think about. I'm glad you were able to go through the exercise and come back out. I would say go back and revisit it again.
Okay.
Because what you've seen as the demon, what you've seen as those children, all of that was you.
Mm-hmm.
That was you. That was you. That was your dark side. But you still haven't been able to recognize that that is your dark side. You know, you said it followed you back up. And it didn't become one until you came out of the meditation, which shows that there's still some separation between yourself and that. And I think you can learn a lot. You know, some things we push out of our mind or we push out of our memory, and it's for our own safety on some levels. We bring things to light. And it could mean nothing to somebody else, but it could change everything for you. So when you're able to get into that depth of the dark side, then you can be completely honest. And since you brought up the trial with Mark Zimmerman, that's what he did the whole trial. He didn't remember shit, so he just said he was unaware of it. I don't know if you listened to the trial, but even on Yahoo Messenger, that was always his quote, is that he was not aware. And when you're not aware, you know you're missing a whole lot of shit that's going on all around you. So it's power in becoming aware. A lot of power. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm sure we all learned a lot. I know I certainly did from just having you give that experience with us. That was beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for allowing me to share.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Hold the line. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 414. Y'all stop it. What are y'all doing in the chat room?
Doing the most in the chat room.
414, you're live in Remix. Yes, who's on the line, please?
Hi, Ms. Lewis. Michelle from Milwaukee. How you doing, Esther?
Hey, Michelle.
I'm good. Hi, Michelle from Milwaukee.
As I was going down the mountain, on my right-hand side, I felt muddy, slimy, muddy, you know, just wet. And on the left-hand side, it was rocky. So I go all the way down, I see a wolf. That was the animal. And it didn't scare me or nothing. I just kept on going until I hit the bottom. It was black, dark, pitch black until I saw the door. So I go to the door and go into chaos, and I feel real vulnerable. I'm just standing there trying to, you know, catch my bearings. And then so when you said turn around and see my shadow, I saw a tall, dreadful-looking lady, and she was real tall, looking down at me with disapproval. And then so when you said let whatever happened, whatever interaction happened, and so she grabbed me, and I was scared, but I went on and, you know, went on and hugged her back, and then the message was, even though she didn't speak, it was just, I knew the message was, it's okay to be an actor. And I think where that came from is that when I was, and this is a short story, when I was little, my granddaddy used to always whip me all the time. And I never understood why. But then I heard him tell my mama it was because I was the type that throw a rock and hide my hand. And I think what happened was I just distanced myself from that part of myself. But now I'm back with that part because it's okay for me to not to really so much throw a rock and hide my hand, but to just to be take the initiative. You know what I'm saying? And start some shit. It's okay. You know, it's okay. You know, as long as it's just the proper place. You know, and it's not all willy-nilly, you know. So that's my, I'm just start doing that. Like, that's my.
Michelle. I want to make sure, maybe I didn't hear this right. So your shadow side grabbed you and said, it's okay to be the actor.
Yep.
Michelle. It's okay to be the actor.
Yep. Not the reactor, so, but the actor.
Michelle. I'm sorry. And you said you interpret that as to mean that it's okay for you to start some shit.
That's what I interpret it as. Of course, I might be off, you know, but
No. So it's okay for you to be the actor.
Yeah.
It's okay for you to start some shit.
Taking this totally in my in the profession. I'm not, you know, talking like on a personal, intimate level or a relationship like that.
Wait a minute. No. You don't get to back out now. No more throwing your rock and hiding your hand. Oh no. You just told us that it was okay for you to be the actor. But
right.
let me tell you why I'm not buying that.
Okay.
Because you been knew that. You knew that when your grandfather did that to you. You been acting. When did you stop?
I could have swore I stopped, though. But maybe I slowed down. I don't know.
Mm-mm. You never stopped. You never stop. So your shadow side say, hey, check it out. It's okay for you to start some shit. Well, Michelle, you've been starting shit. You've been acting. You know, you've been completely acting. In fact, there's a lot of people that don't know that you in your damn starring role as we speak. I mean, let's just keep it real. Some people know, but a lot of people don't know. They don't know you acting. Your shadow side didn't need to give you permission to do that. You said, I didn't really take this in an intimate way. But that's what it was designed for you to take it in an intimate way so you can discover something you don't already know. You already know it's okay for you to start some shit. That's why you going to school and doing the work that you was doing. That's why you do the shit in your life. That's why you came back to do what you wanted. Everything that you're about is about action and acting. Acting out, outward, outside. Don't you agree?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So I'm going to say do it again, and this time it needs to be intimate. But you already knew that. That wasn't no shadow side for you. That ain't shadow for you.
That's why I said that I took it as for it to be. I didn't say she told me that. I'm the one that kind of felt that it's okay. It's okay
but
to be
been
an
knew. But you already knew. Really, what I'm here to tell you is that it's not okay to be a fucking actor. It's not.
It's not.
Hell no, it ain't okay to be an actor. No, that's not okay.
It's okay for you to be who you are, to be your authentic self. Why do you need to act?
I don't mean it in that kind of, well, I'm sorry I said it that way, but I don't mean to be put on an act like in the pictures or giving somebody
There is only one kind of act. The origin of the word, the methodology of the word all comes from the same place. There is no separation. Even when you react or act, it is still acting. Not agree?
Yeah, I agree.
It's still the same thing. But how about if you were being Michelle, that tops all of that shit. You ain't got to worry about reacting, acting. You ain't got to worry about all of that. That's too confusing. That's like trying to figure out which came first, the chicken or the egg. Because there's absolutely pretty much not many things on the planet that you can do. The only way that you can be proactive is to be authentic to you. That's your only protection.
I thought that was me, Miss Blue. So I guess I was wrong again.
Active. You are active. You are active. I would agree with that. But there is something at the essence of you, at the core of you, that supersede a lot of the bullshit that you let people get you caught up in. That's the level where you find out where the magic is within yourself. That's where you remove all of those other things. How do I know to be sort of true, and how you know, and everybody else listening, because your shadow side would not give you permission to be you. That's why it's called the shadow.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It's an eye-opener.
Yeah. Your shadow side. That's like my shadow side saying, it's okay to be Miss Blue. Well, damn. I know that. That ain't rocket science. That ain't no shadow shit.
Well, I'm going to have to download and do the video question again.
That's okay. That's okay. I know your conscious mind is really wanting to act the fuck out right now, and I want you to, because at least we get to the essence of Michelle.
All right.
That's what I'm saying to you. I want you to really take it within yourself, because that's how you're going to get out of it. You didn't need your shadow side to tell you.
It was scary just doing this. And, you know, it was scary. Dark. Scary.
See, yes, now we're getting somewhere. It was scary, it was dark, and then you got down there and started acting, and you changed into the shadow and say, it's okay to act. That's what you did.
That's what happened, too. I really kind of think that's really what happened,
So this is all I'm saying to you. It was supposed to be scary. It's supposed to be dark. You understand, like the sister who called in at the beginning, and she was crying and overwhelmed with it. I'm not saying that you have to go to that extreme to be crying, but you will feel it in a way that you know that you have contacted your shadow side. Your shadow side is not going to give you a hug and tell you it's okay to act. Did you hear
like
the fuss?
All vulnerable and out of control like that.
I understand. That's why we did this. Didn't I tell those who were scary asses to get the hell out of here?
I don't want to be that either though. I'm gonna do the challenge.
I know you're gonna do the challenge. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to go back and get that. That was just the first layer of it. But you'll be able to see some gems in there for yourself. But surely, you don't need me to tell you that your shadow side told you it's okay to act. No.
Okay. Yourself. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Ms. Bowe. Y'all have a good night.
You too. Peace and
you
love.
You too. Peace and love.
Oh, that was so cute.
Wow.
Oh, that was cute.
Ooh-wee.
Michelle said her shadow side hugged her and said, it's okay to act.
Be an actor.
That's beautiful, beautiful. We're learning so much here. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace and greetings. My name is Belinda. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Greetings to you,
hey,
Belinda.
Hi,
from
Esther.
Cleveland.
How are you?
Oh, hi.
Good. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Okay. My experience was good. As I was going down a ladder, I didn't see any images. But the only image I did come up with was when I was graduating from my senior high school.
Mm-hmm.
We took a whole group picture of every class that was graduating on the front of the school steps. That's the image I saw. Now, as I got to the bottom, I turned around to see my guy. Oh, no. I turned my head, but I didn't turn all the way around. Now, I turned and it was like a Black Panther. And it just came into me, and I just started running real fast and leaping over things. It's like I was, something just told me to just be strong, you know. And as I was coming back up, it just stayed with me. It's like this Black Panther thing, just telling me to be strong, be strong.
So where have you not been strong?
I guess, especially when it comes to my family, my daughter, I guess, it's like, I try to be patient.
Yeah.
It's like I'm losing ground. It's like I'm about to explode,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there.
Because what will happen if you explode?
I don't want to hurt her. I know she's in a situation. I'm trying to help her the best way I can.
Mm.
You know, but it things aren't getting too much better. It's like, and I don't know how much more I can do to continue to do this without her fulfilling what she needs to fulfill to help herself more. You know, it's just draining me. I don't want to give my energy away. I can't do that. I have too much to do. I can't do that anymore.
So why do you think you're doing it then?
For me, because I know she needs to help. You know, I'm trying to help her and the children because they're my grandbabies. And you know, you talk about family. You're supposed to help family. I'm doing that. But it's just sort of draining, and I can't allow myself to be. I don't want to go down that road too much longer. I have to give.
Yeah, it's you.
Me.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right. Something do have to give. It's you. Can you help your? How can you help your grandbabies without helping? Without helping your daughter.
Oh. Well, it's like I really can't separate them from, you know, it's like we're all here.
Why not?
To separate from her with the children? Well, right now I'm just trying to keep the family together as much as I can.
Why?
Because
you already... Hold on.
It's like my responsibility. I feel a responsibility to do that because I don't. I mean, they're my grandchildren. They're like my children.
Right. Okay.
And I don't want them to
you already,
go.
Mm-hmm, you okay. already said what you're doing is not working. So
no.
tell me about your responsibility that you have to keep a family together that's not working.
To try to change the things to find out what I can do to work it, where we could all come together and she can do better, or we can do better as a family.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's going to happen in your lifetime?
Yes, it has to.
Why?
I mean, that's my goal. I want it to.
Mm-hmm. But do you think it's going to happen in your lifetime?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do different? Because what you're doing is not working.
Oh, what I'm going to do different? To communicate more with her, to talk, to see what's going on with her, really. You know.
But you already know what's going on with her.
Well, I try to, you know, figure out where she's coming from and where she wants to go.
But you already know that. She's already let that be very clear. That's why you stepped in. She told you what she wants to do and where she's going.
But it's just not working right now. I mean, she has these goals. Like Monday, she has something coming up, and I hope it comes together for her. I'm not sure what's going to happen. But she has to, I mean, it has to change. There has to be some kind of turn around.
Mm-hmm. It is going to be one. Guess who has to turn around?
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
So what can you do to help the babies and not your daughter?
What I've been doing with the babies now, I mean, basically they stay here more than they stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
Because things down there just seem to be falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done just all I can do, really. I don't know.
What else can I do? So
besides
who's
what I've been
the problem? Is it your daughter or is it the children?
Basically, both. The children, there's so much emotional and things going on with the kids right now. It's kind of ridiculous. I don't know what to do with them. It's their attitudes that are just out of control right now. And I try to work with them as best I can. Well,
and how's your daughter's attitude?
She's so sort of emotional because her husband, he's trying to do the best, but I don't know if it's, you know, it's like everybody's just tired.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you let them live their life for a while?
Okay.
Why don't you step back
uh-huh.
and let them live their life? Do you think your daughter is capable of taking care of her children?
Yes.
Then why don't you let her?
Okay.
I'm not saying
let the marbles fall where they may. So.
Yes.
Okay.
Because let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because you've put yourself in the position where the burden is all on you. And I do believe in family ties. I'm a family person.
Yes.
But there is something that's going on here. You're not allowing your daughter to learn her own life lessons because you keep going in and bailing her out.
Oh, okay.
So what you're doing is you're stopping her from growing. Give her a chance and let her know. Mm-hmm. Sit her down and say, Mommy loves you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you with all of my heart. I'm going to let you take your children, and I'm going to spend some time by myself.
Okay.
That's it. I will call you once a week to see how you and your family is doing. She got a man in her life, don't she?
Yes.
They are a family. I want y'all to work this out. That's what you tell them. Give your blessing.
Okay.
Stop talking about him, because he ain't the problem. I don't care what she tells you. I don't care how much she tells you, oh, he won't do this, and he ain't doing this, and he ain't doing that, because you know she ain't leaving him.
Right.
Let them be a family. Allow them to be a family. You need to step out the picture for a while.
Okay.
They are going to be fine.
All right.
The person that needs to be worried about is you. Because you're in the position when you get to the point where you can't take it no more, then nobody is any help to anybody. So cook a nice dinner. Invite them all over, even that sorry-ass nigga you be talking about that she living with. Tell him to come. Tell him to put on their best little clothes. Cook a nice dinner and say, Grandma got an announcement that I'm going to allow you guys to live your life because I know you got this. I know you love my daughter, and I know because you love my daughter, you're going to love all these grandkids, and I know that they love you, and I know she loves you, and I know that love will keep us together. Matter of fact, play that song, Love.
Right.
Love will keep us together. Okay. Yeah, play that for your daughter.
Okay.
Give them a kiss. Ask them, do they want you to make them a plate? And you will call them next week.
Okay.
Let them live their lives.
Okay.
Yes. That's it. And you smile the whole way. When your phone is ringing, let it go to voicemail and then check the message. If somebody has not died, if they are not in the hospital,
right.
You don't call them back until it's designated time for you to call them back.
Okay.
I guarantee you, everybody will get their minds together.
Together, right.
Yes. That's it.
Okay. All right.
So that's your panther. You turn into the panther. When they come, you say, ow. Y'all better get away. I done told y'all. That's it.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the thought I
get. Let them spend a couple of weeks by themselves. You're going to be surprised what you have taught your daughter. You're going to be surprised that shit when she was a little girl and she never listened. Oh, all of them memories is going to start to come back to life.
Okay.
Take it from a daughter. The first time I was away from my mother, I started remembering everything she told me.
Okay.
It's like getting a massive download. She acting like nobody didn't raise her ass the way her kids are.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Oh, watch. She going to have a whole new attitude when you see her again. She going to be remembering everything you told her. Everything. How she was raised. She going to know wrong from right. See, right now she act like she don't know wrong from right. Oh, she will in 30 days. Oh, 30 days. She will have a massive download. She might even start listening to the remix. She might even become a psychic. Oh, because she's going to get intuition, wisdom going to kick in. All kinds of things is going to happen to her.
Okay.
She will have a life-changing experience.
Okay.
That's right. And you're right there. You're right there. You're not going anywhere. You're not abandoning them. You are still grandma. You are still mama.
Right.
But you're letting them live their own life.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
I gotta live mine. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And then come back and let us know how it goes. And
I will.
Find that song. Get somebody to find that song. Love will keep us together. And you tell them, you support that man that's with your daughter. Support right. him.
I do.
Let him. No. See, because he knows y'all talk shit about him behind his back. He knows that. Oh, when he come over, you just let him know that your daughter couldn't be with a finer man. You say that in front of your daughter. Let her know that she could not be with a more wonderful man, because you know that together, them two, y'all going to work it out. If there's anybody that's going to make this happen, it's going to be you two. Let them hear that. Kiss the babies.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them, I know y'all know how to take care of yourself, and I know y'all going to be there to help y'all mama, and your mama's going to be there to help you.
Okay.
Give them all the support they need.
I do.
No. From a distance.
Okay. From a distance. Oh, God. Okay. I get it.
From a distance. Yeah.
The only thing is, she lives right down the street from me. I bought them the house down the street.
Just do some drive-by loving.
Down the street and always at your house is two different things.
Okay.
That's two different things.
All right.
That's it.
Okay. Miss Blue.
That's right.
Can I ask you a question? How many spirit guides do you see around me?
Four?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Four spirit guides.
And
one of them was singing, love will keep us together. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You have four spirit guides. You said you were thinking there were more?
More, yes. I really did. Like six or seven. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, all of them may not be spirit guides. Some may be ancestors.
Okay.
But you have a lot of them around you as well, too.
Oh, okay.
And contrary to popular belief, you can't make rights wrong by allowing your daughter to walk all over you. You've been an amazing mother, and you've done everything that your daughter has needed in her life and more. You owe her nothing but love.
Okay.
But love.
Okay.
All right?
All right, then. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Make sure you call
Peace
Ashley.
And love.
Let us know.
Okay,
love will keep us together.
Y'all in the chat room, I just cannot with y'all.
Yeah, they out of control.
They are out of control in there. Oh, my goodness.
We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 909. Who would have thunk tonight? 909.
Ooh.
Hi, Miss Zero.
Hello.
Yes, greetings.
Hello, greetings.
Please.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
Hello?
We can.
Yes.
Okay, hi, this is Karen from California. How are you?
Good, Karen from California.
When I went down the tunnel, the mountain, and I met my shadow self, the shadow self was this very tall energy that looked and felt like me, and it was kind of like the side of myself that I didn't want to deal with. You know what I'm saying? The moody side, the angry side, the jealous side, the bitchy side, the needy side, the in denial side, the lazy. The want to do things, want to complete this, want to do that, but fuck it, I'll do it another day side. We merged, you know what I'm saying? I just embraced it because earlier, you know, I just been feeling so much anger, like, damn, well, I just can't, you know, get my shit together the way I wanted to get it together. And it was like, let me just embrace this aspect of who I am, you know what I'm saying? And it really felt good, like, okay. Yeah, you know, this is a part of you, you know what I'm saying? You be fucking up, you know, and
right,
it's okay. Like, this is like, embrace that shit and keep it moving. And it just felt like once I emerged, that side of me is almost like I felt complete. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like a huge weight was lifted. Like, okay, stop being in denial about, you know, the fucked up shit you be doing, and just like own that shit and be real about it and go into the next step. You know.
And you know what? That's where the power is. Because if you can truly take an honest look and get to the point where you say, you know what? That was real fucked up what I did. Then the chances of you making the same mistake again goes all the way down to about 1%. But it's when we stay in denial and we can't embrace the fact that we can do some shit that's crazy, you know?
Yeah. That's real. But it'd be like so much fucked up shit.
Right, right. Well, guess what?
Like, like, you just keep making fucked up decisions over and over. Like, this is my life, like, for real? You know, like, I know better, you know, and I'm on my spiritual path, and I understand spirit, and trying to ascend to those higher levels of beings, but stay doing fucked up shit, you know, or thinking fucked up, or just getting real human about shit. And it's like trying to struggle between the two. Like, okay, I'm either going to go this way or, you know, like, it's almost like a battle, you know, but I definitely felt like the merging. Like, okay, well, we're not going to fight anymore, you know. We're not going to fight. Let's just be one.
Right. And that's a good thing that you decided that we're not going to fight about this anymore. We're going to come together. We're going to be one together. So let me ask you, do you understand why you did it?
I don't. I just think I just been making fucked up decisions, and I don't even know why. Like, at the time, I think it's the best decision. You know what? I take that back. I think I make certain decisions to escape reality. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
To escape from the shit that I need to do. You know, it's a whole lot of shit that I need to be doing that I'm not doing. So if I go get involved in this fucked up relationship, you know what I'm saying, go, you know, with this person, do this dumb shit, that's going to keep me distracted from the real shit that I need to do.
Right.
I mean, that's the way I see it. I mean, that's why I feel like I do fucked up shit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you said it right.
The only person fucked up is me.
Well, not really. Now, let's not go into the mortar role.
No, I mean, it fucks, you know, it fucks with my children and my family and, you know, like, me being a responsible mother. You know, yes, because if I'm not doing well, my children aren't doing well. So,
right, right.
Me and my...
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Right. So what are you going to do different?
I'm going to get invested.
You know what? That's the best damn answer I heard all night. No, it's not, but it is a good one.
Yeah.
You have to get invested in who you are. And a big part of this is about you being grounded in yourself. It's more than just acknowledgement. You know, when we start to talk about how to take action, there are some steps in how to take action. Do you know what the steps are? How do you take action? Do you know what the steps are when you begin to take action?
I don't know the steps. I don't know the steps after acknowledging, okay, this shit is fucked up. Now what? I don't.
Well, I'm going to tell you what the steps are. First, it's thoughts. Those are the thoughts. That's where the acknowledgement comes in. And then there's words. That's where you are right now. These are just words. This is where most people get stuck. They never move past this, but they think that they're taking action. They had the thought. They speak the words. And ta-da! That's it. Now, you still have about two more steps to go. You have to go through and you have to do some action. You have to literally
change your frequency and vibration. The definition of insanity is to do exactly the same thing and expect something different to happen.
Yes.
So acknowledging it is not enough. That's just you speaking words. See, that's how you get caught up in the victim mode, or you get caught up in the mortar role. Because what will happen is you'll just say, oh, it's me. It's just a part of me. I do dumb shit, and it just happens. I'm just going to accept it. I shouldn't have been doing that. That's nothing but words. That doesn't change anything. Absolutely nothing. You just spoke a whole bunch of words.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to begin to start taking some action. That's when it takes you into the step of wisdom, because you need to be able to learn from what has happened. So when you begin to say to yourself, this is a very familiar feeling, I've been here before, am I going to do the same thing that I just did yesterday? Or am I going to do something different based upon what I know? If your children are that important to you, then before you open your mouth, before you make a move, they should come first. They should come first. If they don't, you bullshit yourself. Before I do something, the first thing that crosses my mind is my children. That should come first. So that's what's important to you. That's where you are. When you get ready to make your action, take some time and pause. Take some time and stop being so reactive. Stop being radioactive. Because I see you just moving quick without thinking.
Yeah.
Stop and think. Let me see if I really want to do this. Do I really want to do this? Is this something I really want to do at this particular moment right now? Do I need to do this? Okay, I've done my checks and balances. It's a good decision. Let me do it. Let me get self-invested. After your actions, what you will see is you will see a change in your frequency, in your vibration. You have to. When you invest in yourself, you have to see a return on that investment. And it's not going to look like it looked before. So, yeah, you got it.
Thank you, Ms. Glover.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Love you.
Peace.
Thanks
and love.
For calling
care,
in. All right. Yeah. Peace and love. Peace and love. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 405. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 405. We're going to come back to 405. Calling in from area code 706. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Stacy from Georgia.
Greetings to you, Stacy from Georgia.
Hey, Stacy. Hey, Miss Lou. Hey, Esther.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. when I was going down the mountain, It was kind of hard for me to visualize the landscaping and the animals and everything, but when I walked through the door, it was like I was in a sea of, well, like a black sea of, like, water. And all around me, it was other people, like, I guess, like, in a state of chaos or struggle, and I was in the middle. And when you said turn around and face your shadow self, I felt a little bit of resistance, but when I did, it was like a figure. I don't know if it was male or female, but it morphed into like a butterfly, like a black butterfly. Mm. And then it kind of embraced me, and it's kind of weird because it's like we were twirling around in circles. And then, I don't know, I just kind of floated up and just was kind of flying, and that was pretty much that. And the memories that I had that came up were like the most painful memories that I had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I almost felt like the butterfly was telling me to let go of that, and
yeah,
then I can morph into that butterfly.
Mm, beautiful.
So that's what I got.
Beautiful. That was beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of intense.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time that I really went into a deep meditation like that.
But that's really, really good, because that was the purpose, for you to see those flashes. We're supposed to be those things connected to you on your shadow side. You see, it's supposed to be those things that are connected with you on your shadow side, so that you're able to take a look at them and face them honestly, so that you can cause that transformation, so that you can transform yourself, you know, from a place that you haven't been and let go. You understand? Because when the butterfly gets ready to come up cocoon, it has to let go. It is a completely different cell by cell, strand by strand, it is completely different.
Right.
Completely different. So we're talking to a whole new you standing here before us.
Yeah. I'm quite, I guess I just feel stuck in my life right now. I don't know what direction to go in. You know, I've had children recently, and I've been at home taking care of them, and I'm like, okay, what's next? I guess I'm struggling with finding out what my purpose is in life, and I want to know now, but I know it doesn't always happen like that.
Well, you know, that's a beautiful thing, and congratulations on your children, and I want to congratulate you on being at home with them. And being able to be there with them, because that's truly a blessing, you know, to be able to be there for your children in their lives, you know. Mm-hmm. A big part of your purpose is what you're doing right now. But you also are feeling that yearning, the yearning that we've been talking about, the new beginner. So many, I kind of wrote on Facebook, I don't know if you've seen my post, about me being in the stage of a new beginner. And that's where you are. And it's a beautiful place to be. Beautiful place to be. It's quite a few things that you can do to find out, to be able to tap into that. That's one of the things that we are totally committed to with Self-Invested. We are totally committed to you finding your purpose. So with all of these classes and all of these workshops, you will be able to tap into that energy. So one of the ways that you can do it is become self-invested. If you haven't heard me talk about it, you can find out more. Email question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, at gmail.com, and put in the tagline self-invested. You can also email for a reading from me. I'm only doing them till December, and I'm not really sure where we are if all of those slots are gone. But those are some of the ways that you can begin to do it. And, of course, always tuning in to the remix, because you always get to take a piece of you with it.
Right.
You always get to do that. So there are some ways that you can move forward. Really what's happening is you're not stuck, is that things are just coming about telling you that it's preparing you to continue on your path and your journey. But you're not stuck. I know people who are really stuck. You ain't stuck. You're just taking a pause. Just taking a pause for a minute.
And
I know
how that
can be. Yeah.
I know how that pause can be. And when we're ready to get up and go, we're ready to just hit the ground with both feet running. But I'll tell you, enjoy the pause. You know, explore the pause. Because one thing about it, it's like never running a marathon and all of a sudden you sign up for a 10K rest. Pretty soon, you're going to realize, you're going to wish you were sitting back on the bench. So you train yourself up. The remix is about that. It's about keeping you current in your magic. It's about keeping you current in who you are. I am totally invested in bringing you back to that point of pure essence and pure love and helping you discover each and every part of who you are and everyone here. So this whole soul group that's moving together all over the world, that's what it's about. So I would say get self-invested because that's definitely going to be the way to go. That's one of the things that you can begin to do right away. But you're not stuck. I will tell you that. You're not stuck. Not at all. You're just preparing yourself for when it's time for you to continue on your journey.
Okay. And I feel that. I do. I just need to be patient, like you said. So.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome, sweetie. You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Okay.
Wow.
Y'all, that's beautiful. Y'all are too funny in the chat room.
For real, for real. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all are too funny in the chat room. What is going on? Too funny. Well, I want to go to the next caller. Area code 843.
Hello.
Yes, greetings.
Hello.
Yes, greetings.
Okay, I had to take you off speakerphone. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
This is Miss Tiff from South Carolina.
This is who?
Tiffany from South Carolina.
Okay, greetings, Tiffany from South Carolina.
Hey, Tiffany.
Well, with the vision quest, going down at first, you know, I could see, like, the nature scene and all that stuff. But as I got closer, like, down to the bottom, it's like I just went fast. Like, everything was a blur. Like, I didn't really see anything in detail. And by the time I got down to the bottom and through the door, I was a man. So I'm not really sure what that was about. And when I once I got through the door, it looked like it was a bunch of, like, a field of people, but they were, like, either laying down or they were dead. I'm not sure. I turned around and the shadow was just what it wasn't like a figure or anything. It was just a dark, like, kind of mist, and it started, like, whirling around me. I was standing still, and it was just going over my head, between my legs, around my body, and once we started to merge together, and I started to go do the same thing to the people that were, like, laying down, and I started to see, like, colors and, like, almost like they were waking up or they were, I don't know what that was about. I went back through the door, and I'm still a man at this point, and as I'm going back up, I start to, like, swim, almost like a mermaid, and I turned back into a woman, and I got to the top. So it was like I was surrounded by water going up as if I was a mermaid.
You did a whole lot. You did a whole lot. You didn't change into a man, change back into a woman. I'm trying to see. You did a whole lot there. So what do you think your shadow side is telling you?
I don't know. I mean, I just felt, I mean, once it started to, like, go around me up and down, it just felt like it lifted me up some, like it lifted my spirit. So I'm not sure. And like I said, the people that were, like, laying down, or it was like kind of like a black and white scene, and once we merged together and we started going around these people, you know, I started to see colors. So I don't know what that could have meant. But I know once I went through the uh-huh. door at the bottom, it was just
yes.
me standing there, and I was a man. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like. As I was coming down the mountain, getting deeper and deeper and deeper, it's like
mm-hmm.
I changed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you consider yourself to be a thinker?
I do. I think
mm-hmm.
I maybe overthink.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think too much in
yeah.
certain situations. But to me,
yeah.
it's like, it's real to me, but to other people, they're like, you thought too much into that. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. So what does it mean to think?
For me, I mean, when I say that, I think a lot, like if someone said something to me, I'm always like, okay, how do they mean that? Did you really mean it this way or did you mean it that way?
No.
Well, if you mean it
this way. But hold on a second. What does it mean to think? What does that mean? What does it mean to think?
To process things in your mind.
That's what you do when you're thinking, but what does it
mm-hmm.
mean to think?
I guess you're trying to figure out information, like you would be trying to process that information.
That's what you do when you're thinking, but that's what you do when you're thinking, but what does it mean to think?
I guess it means that you're unsure about what someone said, so you have to think about it.
That's what you do while you're thinking, or could do, but what does it mean to think?
Oh, God, that's like a trick question.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You said you were a thinker, so I'm asking you, what does it mean to think? My point here is, and I'll
mm-hmm.
say that, and much love, Brother Bobby Hemmett. I love it when he says that. My point here is, that you're doing a whole lot of something that you don't even know what it is.
Okay.
Does that make sense? You're doing a whole lot of thinking.
It does. You ask the question, and I can't tell you what it means. So I'm guessing, yeah. But to me,
mm-hmm.
I don't see it like that. I see it as something else. So
it doesn't matter
yeah,
how
yeah.
you see it. It really doesn't matter how you see it. It's about what you actually do. You turned into a man because the masculine side of energy, we're not talking about physical,
mm-hmm.
it's about thinking. And you see things in pieces. You don't see them in whole, coming together.
Right. I can agree with that. That's true.
Yeah.
When you put it
so
like
your
that,
mm-hmm. Your shadow side is about trying to get you to recognize that, yes, you need to sometimes see things in pieces, but you also got to see the whole picture too. Otherwise, you're going to miss a whole lot of information.
Okay. I have to work on
yeah.
that then.
Mhm. Yeah. Because once again, your shadow side is not telling you what you already know.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mhm. It does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your shadow side is going to show you some things that you don't want to take a look at. That's why it's called the shadow.
Right. So as far as how I, what I was thinking after, you know, the vision quest was over, with me going down, like, through the doors and everyone just being, like, you know, either just away or, I mean, laying there or either dead or just laying there. I mean, how, I mean, one, I'm trying to figure out how that plays a role. Because
how
I
that
know
plays, yeah.
At sometimes I
yeah.
can be, maybe that calls, maybe what I'm doing is causing people to, like, be distant maybe. I'm not sure. I can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can look at it that way, but I want you to take this back to you. Those pieces that you see that were dead or those people are parts of you that you have allowed to be dead.
Mm-hmm.
Those are parts of you, not anybody else. That's you.
Okay.
Those are parts of yourself that still needs to be woken up.
I can see that now because once I started, once, like I said, once I merged with the shadow
yeah.
and became one, then I started seeing, like, everything was, like, kind of black and white, and then I started seeing blue and reds and purple.
Right.
And
things started to come alive. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. So those
okay.
were pieces of you. So, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Beautiful. Thanks for calling in and sharing.
All right. Thank mm-hmm. you.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you guys. We have about 7 minutes left to go in the form. One of the things I want to tell you guys, just so you know, about becoming self-invested, I'm going to name a couple of names. I'm not going to give them all away. But some of the people who are on board, of course, you know, Brother Bilal. From Bilal the Experience is going to be doing things like numerology, astronomy, astrology. He's going to be teaching all of those classes, and those are going to be some of the first classes that we have. I've also spoken with Brother Wayne Chandler. Yeah! Wayne Chandler is going to be coming on, and he's going to be sharing some things that he has not shared before, and it's going to be out of this world. I've also spoke to Dr. Aling Bay. He's going to be teaching some class in self-invested. He's going to be getting it in. I spoke to Yasir Hotep, that brother, comedic yoga skills. He's going to be bringing the fire and coming on board. And then also I spoke with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. Those of you who wanted to get into that sexual energy, that kundalini energy, it's going to be done. Whew. Like never before. And, of course, yours truly, I will be there. Esther will be there. And we have a slew of other folks that is coming to self-invested. So this is definitely the time. That's right. The master teachers will be in the house. And nowhere else in the world has this ever been done. And so this is definitely like the remix of first. So this is definitely the time. If you want to find out more about becoming self-invested, this is the time because it's going down as early as the first week in August. So you definitely want to get in. So question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue at gmail.com. We will have classes in every area. We're going to have, Esther, we're going to go through the classes again. Art classes. We're going to have raw food classes. We're going to have classes on feng shui. We're going to have magic classes, tai chi classes, tantra classes, classes on earth business. That includes everything, every aspect of business, real estate, investment, all of those things, publishing, music producing classes, magical classes. The goddess Rainwater is going to come with all of her magical potions that she's been doing all around the world, sending to you guys. She's going to be doing classes with the adults and classes with the babies. Rain is coming. We're going to have instant making classes. So all of these classes, how she mixed all of these potions. She has created artwork for plays like Fela. She has worked for places like BET and, of course, the famous G
jewelry that she does with her crystal magic, her oils and herbs, all of those things are going to be coming together. So I'm just telling you, it's a lot of things that are coming. There is no date. There is no date on when the socks is going to be ready, but those things are coming. So I'm telling you guys, this is definitely an opportunity of a lifetime, of this lifetime. We are definitely in the time of the origin. I've been kind of preparing you guys for 2 years, and so I'm really, really glad that we are here in this time-space reality where I could start to unleash these things to you guys and really just spread this love out there to you. So questionforblue@gmail.com, put in the tagline, you're interested in becoming self-invested. For yourself, and also if you want to become self-invested on a family level, we'll tell you how you can do that too. These classes are getting ready to go down. Everybody is excited. I still have pages and pages of brothers and sisters. Some of these brothers and sisters you've never heard of, absolutely haven't heard of. They've been doing their work all around the world in the conscious community, they will come. They will come. They will come. And so we will have some teachers that are coming off the continent of Africa, coming out of Japan, and coming from all over the world that is going to be sharing all of their life's work in a very, very sacred space. It's going to be very, very powerful, very, very powerful. So I invite you guys to join me. To join me.
Yes.
We're going to have classes dealing with those things of the comedic science, dealing with those things. Oh, I can't even go into all the classes because they're going to be there. So I want to say welcome because as we speak, we have some new self-investors coming on board right now. And I just want to thank all of you guys for becoming self-invested. And every time I go and I see, I wish I had a little chimer so I could go. You know how they do at the stock market. Every time somebody becomes self-invested, there you go. Here's all the self-invested people. Maybe I'll start doing that on the show, and you guys will know what it means. It'll be our little secret. So I'm just going to tell you how many people became self-invested since we started doing the show.
Wow.
Yes, I still have to keep going. You send an email if you're interested in your family becoming self-invested. You can self-invest from any place in the world. All right, you guys. The other thing that... The other thing I want to tell you guys is this. You know that we're starting the priestesshood for the sisters. And I can't tell you guys how we, us goddesses behind the scenes, we have been busy hitting the grind and getting everything ready. Everything ready. Y'all just ignore. I'm just going to do this so you know. It's too overwhelming. And we'll have to start. So I just want you guys to know that we have been hitting the grind, and it's just amazing how much is really, really going on. The sisters are excited, and they're coming from all over the world that's going to be a part of this amazing group of sisters that are becoming self-invested, and also for the sisters who are going to be in the modern-day priestesshood. I promise you, this is nothing this world has ever seen. Much love to you guys out there. We are about to go into the after hours. Yes, these are all the folks who've become self-invested tonight. I think we only have a few more to go, so we'll see because I'm still counting. So I want you guys to know it's an amazing time. Much love. Download. See you guys on the love. Bye. Woo! We're in the after hours. Oh my goodness! Can I stop ringing the bell?
I think that, you know, you're going to be ringing a bell eternally, so I don't know if you just wanted to put that out there.
I don't know if I can keep this up, you guys. I don't know if I can keep up every time somebody becomes self-invested. This is a bit much, I must say. This is really a bit much. So the other thing I want to tell you guys, I know you've been loving the music that I've been playing, and it's an amazing brother that definitely knows his magic. His name is The Crush Lovelock. And you're going to be hearing more about him. You're going to be hearing more about him because he just does beats like none other. Okay. All right, you guys. All right, you guys. I'm a little tired of ringing this bell. All right. We're going to take a break, and not really a break from the bell. We're going to take a break from the bell, okay. All right, that was a bit much. I don't know if I can ring it, honestly. I don't know if I can keep that up. I'm sorry. You know, my daddy always tell me, don't start nothing you can't finish.
You can't finish, right.
I don't think I can finish it. I don't think I can. If I'm ringing for every time somebody becomes self-invested, and I'm not kidding, I don't think I can keep it up. So this is the last ring-a-ring. All right, you guys. We're in the after hours. And we're going to keep going. We're going to go to the next caller because ringing that bell is throwing me all over in the record because I used that to close record. So I'm probably going to have to find another bell. That one ain't going to work. So we're going to go. Yeah.
See.
You know, no. We need a magical bell, and that bell is truly magical. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code. I don't know if I got this area code. Calling in from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are. Where are you calling from?
Eckendall calling from West Palm.
Oh, greetings, Eckendall.
Peace, Eckendall. Yeah.
How y'all doing?
We're wonderful. How are you?
I'm all right. So, initially going into the Vision Quest, I wasn't that into it. I didn't feel I was getting that deeply into it. As I was going down the mountain, I saw a buffalo and whatnot, and When I went through the door into the chaos realm, I basically saw like shapes in the sky, like triangles, and I think it was mainly triangles. Like that was a particular shape, or just different shapes in the sky. And when it came to turn around to see my shadow self, who I actually saw was Kanye West. And when I got to and eventually, like, when he was doing, like, what he did, like, he started painting images in the sky. Or he started, like, drawing shapes into the sky. And, I basically got something like connecting stars. And, like, as I joined with the shadow self, coming back down to my body or whatnot. I saw a bunch of colors when I like purple, yellow, you know, like emerged from my hands, and you know, like I started, you know, drawing images in the sky and whatnot. I started drawing those same things, and I felt like yellows, whatever, you know. By that time, I felt a lot of that power.
So what do you think your shadow side was trying to tell you?
I don't know, maybe as far as taking ownership of displaying, you know, displaying my creativity, and maybe, you know, be a little bold, or but as far as like connecting with stars, you know, connecting with people more.
Mm-hmm.
Own that more, you know, connecting with different people or not.
Mm. I think that's beautiful, and that's exactly what it is about, taking ownership and connecting with people more. You sound really, really good. I mean, I just see all kinds of waves coming out of your aura, your energy. You're in a beautiful place, and you sound so good. Really, you're very, very clear. And I know there's been a few times that you've called in that you haven't been clear, and your energy wasn't coming off very clear. Beautiful. That's exactly what I picked up, is that you have to start taking more ownership and connecting more. That's beautiful. Really, really beautiful.
Well, thank you. The quest itself was powerful, and it kind of put me back into a, you know, it kind of put me back into a center.
Beautiful. That is. Thank you for sharing that. That was really beautiful. I could feel it as you were saying it, and that connection for you. That's really good. How did you feel afterwards?
Exactly that. You know, I felt, you know, because, like, I was thrown off a little bit from last night and everything, and, like, it just got me really back into, like, a center, you know, like, an ownership, more, you know, spiritual.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Hold the line. That was really good. It was good.
Yeah, it was. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 612. You're live. 612? 612?
Yes. 612.
You're live in the remix. Who's on the line, please?
Hey,
who's...
how you doing?
Hey, I'm Sidian.
Hey, what's going on, Esther?
What's going on, man?
Hey, y'all know me, man. I was just in there, you know, wilding out in the room.
Yeah, we saw you wilding out in the room.
We've seen you wilding out in the room, Obsidian. All right, so tell us about your vision quest.
Well, you know what? I had to go and pick my daughter up when y'all was doing the vision festival. When I came back in, that's when everybody was talking about, you know, what they seen. And that's when I came in there and I said, I'm the devil. So basically what – I don't know what the vision quest was about, but it what I picked up from it was that people was actually looking at themselves, or was supposed to be looking at themselves, and being honest with themselves, you know. And with me, my thing, you know, I got a lot of stuff, you know, from my past and different things that I done put myself in, different situations I done put myself in the past. And one of my biggest problems that I always had was a lot of self-pity. You know, looking at stuff from the perspective that, you know, that the world was against me. You know, just typical stuff like that. I reached a point in my life, you know, like...
You're breaking up.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what happened was, you know, I had started reading and getting into the conscious community, listening to Brother Bobby, which led me to you and you know, that whole path. And what I learned over these last couple years was that I had been bullshitting and playing myself small and really, mm-hmm. like, you know, really not using the potential that I have and then blaming others, you know, blaming my mom, blaming just whoever the fuck I could blame, you know.
But not
looking at me, not looking into my heart and looking at, you know, what it was that I was actually doing to myself. And, you know, I got a lot of children. That used to bother me. You know, I'd have made all these babies. Like, where this money going to come from? Just all that stuff that I was putting on myself, it was really keeping me from performing and keeping me from being able to take care of my responsibilities and, you know, just take care of the people who were depending on me to take care of them, because I wasn't taking care of myself. And what I had to realize, you know, what I had to realize was that if I ain't all right, ain't nobody else in my whole, you know what I'm saying, in my cipher is going to be all right. So I was fucking up everybody, you know, trying to be, you know, calling myself, blaming everybody else. But really it was me the whole time that was keeping myself from, you know, doing things that I know I was capable of doing, but I was playing myself small. So, mm-hmm. you know, when I did the KYM biz class, one of the things that I remember that always stick with me that Brother Balaz said, he said, stay on offense. See, I was living my whole life on defense. I was living my whole life in defensive, you know, thinking it all, mm-hmm. worrying about what other people thought about me, worrying about, you know, just worrying, period, like just a worry wart, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what I had to do was I had to start just like letting go of a lot of the baggage and the shit that I was carrying from my childhood, you know, a lot of stuff. And I remember you had told me one time, you said, you know, stop blaming myself for everything. You told me that you got to stop blaming yourself for every little damn thing. And that's what I was doing. And when you, one thing that you do when you blame yourself for stuff, it puts you in that defensive mode. It puts you in it, you know,
mm-hmm.
you find yourself having them pity parties all the time, you know, feeling sorry and all. I mean, and I'm not saying, like, you know, that you ain't supposed to have compassion for yourself or whatever, but I'm saying when you know it's time for you to perform and to make some stuff happen, and you having a pity party, pretty much freezing yourself up with fear and doubt and all those, you know, all those negative emotions that keep you from really carrying out the shit you came here to do, you know? So I had to really realize, I mean, and even sometimes right now, I still battle with myself. You know, I still go, that's why I said I'll be in and out the box. I'm like Jack in the Box. Turn the thing, I'm jumping out, and then I'm going back in. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, you will put yourself in a situation so that you can learn a lesson. And what I really get out of having all these children, I used to hate it. I mean, I got older brothers. When I was making them babies, they'd be like, nigga, I don't know. What the fuck you thinking? You know what I'm saying? Like, why is you doing this to yourself? Why is you making all these babies and you going to have to take care of them? And see, I'm the type of person that I love my children, so I ain't a dude that's going to just bail out, you know? I got two babies, though, that I got a kind of a rocky relationship with because they don't live here, but I still talk to them. They still know me. They still got my number. They still call me. You know, I would like for my relationship with them to be stronger, which is something that I work on. So I know that's going to happen because that's something that, you know, I'm operating out of love. That's what.
Right.
That's what I operate.
How many children? How many children do you have?
I have eight. I have five sons and three daughters. And you know what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
Oh, I just was going to say, but what the beauty of it is like. Even my oldest daughter, she's 18. She just graduated from high school. She got full scholarship.
Oh,
you know,
congratulations.
Thank you. And you know what she just said to me, just like right before you could put me on, she said, I want to get an energy reading, Dad. That's what she just told me. So I told her to email. So you should be getting an email from her soon. Like, she picked the phone up. I gave her the email address.
Aww.
You know, so she should be emailing you, but my daughter, she a good girl. She do a lot. She help out, you know, in the family and all that stuff. Like, she don't mind. She gets it. She buys into, you know, the whole this is our family, you know, and as long as we take care of
right.
each other, we're going to be all right. So she got that. Now, I got a 15-year-old. He is off the chain. You know, he worked. Now, he ain't no bad kid or nothing like that, but he, you know, he's more in the self. He's self-preservation. That's how he thinks. He's like, man, look, I got to get these new J's. I don't give a shit if it's y'all, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But, you know, but he a good kid, but that's just his personality. He's got that alpha male syndrome. He's the oldest boy. He's constantly mm-hmm. in competition
yeah,
with
he,
everybody.
Yeah, he kind of bad.
You know?
Go ahead and say it.
Yeah,
he kind of bad.
Yeah, he kind of bad. He got a lot of mouth. Sometimes I want to, you know, put my foot in his ass, but, you know, it's all
and sometimes
all
you sometimes it's needed.
Sometimes I had to show him that he ain't as strong as dad. You know, he a jock. He plays sports and stuff, so he be thinking that because he been in that weight room that little boy strength can. I'm like, dude, I was a jock too. I did that already too. So, you know, I have to slam him around sometime and shit. But it's all out of love. But I just, you know, like one of my things is right now what I'm working on is building wealth, you know, to
yeah.
put me in a position to be able to take care of them more, you know, and,
yeah.
and give them a different lifestyle, you know, and to show them some of the finer things in life, you know. And that's
mm-hmm.
really like what I feel that kind of changed my life, too, because I was on a path, you know, I was doing a lot of destructive things. You know, to my community and to myself, too, at one point. But having these children, you know, when you see life come into the world, it changes you, you know. It changes the way you look at things. It changes the way.
Eight times over.
Yeah, I seen them all come. And then we lost a daughter. I lost a daughter. Like, she was born, but she was stillborn. So I seen her. So that was nine. I seen nine,
yeah.
you know, I seen
yeah.
nine heads crowned. I seen
yeah.
that. I done cut
so
cords.
Let me ask you a question, Obsidian. So when
yep.
did you get to this realization?
Well, when I got to the realization, I think it was more like probably around like 28. I was like 28. Where
how old are you now?
39.
So how many years have you been in the know?
In the know, like, I mean, I always read. I mean, I don't really know. Like, every day I feel that I'm learning.
No. Not that kind of no. I mean, you said that, you know, you're in the position where you want to do wealth building so you can build for your children, for yourself, to show them things that they haven't seen. How long has that realization hit you?
Since I did the KYM business class, it really made me.
Since you did the Kim business class.
And when
yeah.
I did that, it kind of opened up my – because, I mean, I always wanted nice things. I like nice things.
Yes.
I was never serious, you know. I've been playing.
Right.
I was playing. Shit, I was like, man, I was here and there, you know. I was going with the wind. But, you
right,
know, when I did
right.
that class, it made me reflect. Like, I looked at my parents, you know, I looked at my relationship with my mother especially, which is like, you know, I never really had a real relationship with my mother because, you know, she
right.
was doing what she was doing. She was living, you know, doing the stuff that she was doing because she didn't really have parents like that. So she was, you know, she pretty much gave me away when I was a baby. So I never was really like raised around her. And I had my big mommy, she raised me. But, you know, she passed, and then it was like I felt like I was all by myself. And until I started really, like, listening to you in the class, that's the state I was in. I was like, damn, I done lost Big Mommy. You know, that's my heart. You know, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do.
Right, yeah.
I was being reclusive, shut in. You know, I didn't even want to deal with people. And then, like, and that was never really me. I always, you know, had a, you know, people, I always was around people, always liked to laugh and have fun and stuff like that. But I had stopped doing all that. And I just was sitting, be drinking and, you know, smoking weed and just
yeah.
trying to self-medicate myself and just cope with, you know, dealing and having a big-ass pity party. And that's what
right,
I did that for like
right.
three, maybe 3-4 years straight. It's like, that was my life, like, miserable, you know, mm-hmm. hate, like,
but hate to wake up.
Right. And so where are you today?
Right now where I'm at, I am, like, so far from that. Where I'm at, I'm not where I want to be.
Beautiful. Right.
But I'm out of that. I'm done with that shit. Believe that. That's done. It's a wrap for that. So where I'm at right now, I feel like I'm climbing out the hole, you know, but sometimes, like, I still find myself, you know, battling with myself. And then that's why I said, like, to my shadow self would be like, you know, fuck your emotions, nigga. You better get up and go, you know, do what the hell you got to do to keep gas in your car. You better get up, you know, and do what you got to do. Because I didn't have a license since 2004. I just got my driver's license back within the last year. I didn't even care about, I was driving out of town, doing all, you know, I didn't even have no respect for the law or nothing, just living out the law, you know. And like I said, when I took that class, it kind of made me be like, okay, what the hell is you doing with yourself? Why are you being, I was just on defense, you know, I'm defensive.
Yeah,
everything is,
yeah.
All these people is against me. Everybody, you know, the white man got his foot on my back and, you know, just living that whole, like, playing myself and keeping myself from greatness. And when I took that business class, what it taught me was the business of self. And the business of self, you know, is do you love what you feel? I had to ask myself, do I love the way, like, hell no, I don't love the way that feels.
That was a hell of an exercise, wasn't it? Do you love what you feel?
Man. So, you know, looking at my life, I started thinking and reflecting. I'm like, I don't like this shit. I don't love the way this feels at all. You know, and I had to pull myself up out of that, you know. So I started doing different exercises, and I looked up different breathing techniques to, you know, help me raise my spirit and stuff. And, I mean, I just started really, like, researching.
Yes.
I went the month after the business class, I got my real estate license. I took the classes, did that shit in 3 weeks. I had to go do community service to get my driver's license back, so I did my community service, you know, because the bill was, like, high as hell. I couldn't even fathom paying that. So they gave me community service. I did that. They had me working in the sun, but it was all me working on myself, you know, me getting myself to a point where I love what I feel. And what I did was I had to reinvent myself, you know. I had to reinvest in myself, you know. And what I did, I changed that energy, I changed that pity party, I changed all that stuff to, and used it as motivation and fuel for me to put myself somewhere else, you know, in a different space.
Right.
And when I did that, doors just start opening up for me. And it was like, man, once I started doing that, it was like, boom. Then, I mean, you know, it was like people was coming to me like, oh, okay. You know, a guy called me, and the brokerage I'm with Coldwell Banker, our local brokerage, Coldwell Banker Burnett, and I'm in Minneapolis. So my broker, I was at Remax first, and I was working with this guy, and he, like, made me all these promises, like, yeah, I'm going to help you get leads and customers and all this stuff. So I was working with him for a while, but I felt like he was BSing and he was holding me back. So I stayed on offense. I'm like, you know what? This guy ain't really helping me make the moves I'm trying to make. So I had to go back. You know, I didn't get to, you know, do what I wanted to do. So I went back and got me a regular job working 40 hours a week. Shoot, I had to produce. I got babies, too. What the hell? I can't sit around and wait on that. And I don't want to be on welfare. You know, I ain't saying no. I ain't knocking nobody that's on it. I was born on welfare. Shit. So I ain't knocking it.
Yeah.
But where I'm at right now, I want to produce for myself. I want to self-invest. I want to be self-sustained. So I had a job and shit I ain't want to do. Like you said, you had to do when you was flipping them burgers at Burger King. You know, I had to go do some shit I ain't want to do so that I could put my children, you know, and keep stuff going and turning and making stuff happen. So, you know, I did that. And then also to keep, because when you're a realtor, you got dues, you got to pay, you know, you got to continue education, you got to,
Here's what I want to do, Obsidian, because I don't want them to cut us off, and everybody is really just loving and feeling your passion.
And I thank you so much for calling in and just being so open and honest about sharing about where you were, where you're at, and where you're headed.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
I couldn't agree with you more. Self-invested. And one of the things, I just want to ask you this question, if you can leave everybody with this, because I've been really talking to everybody about when you invest in yourself, you cannot help but see a return. Would you say that's a true statement from where you stand?
Oh, man, it is the truth. You know what? It's so much the truth. It's so much the truth. Like I said, I didn't have my license since my driver's license since 2004. So every time I get behind the wheel, I'm in the rearview mirror. I'm scared. Police get behind me. I'm turning off. Right now, I'm so comfortable. My life I feel so good. You know, I feel good when so that's all I can say. It's the truth. When you invest in yourself, you see the return. It might not be like immediately, but keep at it. And believe you me, you're going to see a return, and you're going to love what you feel.
Well, thank you. Hold the line right there. Thank you. Oh, what a beautiful way to close out this evening, you guys, on taking action in chaos. How you feel, Esther? You love this.
Wow. Shout out to the Kim Business Class. I'm just going to say that. Shout out to Kim Biz, to Miss Blue, and Brother Bilal, because, that's some powerful, very, very powerful information that comes out of that class. And, much love to that.
yes. Much love to all of you guys who took the Kim Business Class. And for the rest of you who are self-invested, who will be taking the Kim Biz, which is a component of the Kim Business Class, and all the other classes, is definitely that time to get on board and become self-invested, like all of you talked about tonight. So it's about taking action, you know, in the midst of chaos. And that's what we're all doing here. And everybody who called in contributed to that. Dancing with their shadow side, merging with it, becoming one, you know, walking in that light of wholeness with ourselves and just embracing it as we really just get back to who we truly are and leaving all the other fluff, all the other junk, all the other bullshit behind. So keep loving each other. Keep caring about each other. I see all of you guys on the phone line. Here's what I want you to do, because we're not going to get to you. I want you to go over to the Remix Radio page, and I want you to leave us just a little taste about what you got when you went into the inner spiritual journey, so we can see what you got out of it. Tell us a little bit about going down the mountain. Tell us a little bit about that. Go to the Remix Radio page, because everybody can see that. Brothers and sisters from all over the world stay there. They read that all day. They send emails. And we're going to get ready to close out. Esther, it's always a joy to be having us together. Much love, warm spirit. And to all of you guys out there, I'll see you in the readings this week. We're getting ready for the modern day priestesshood. And self-invested is going strong. Yes. I'd be chiming all night if I kept going. And so I'm not going to do that. But you guys get the point. This is the time. Now is the time to invest in yourself, because you will always, always see a return that you could not even imagine, that will take you forward into your dreams, into your purpose, into your passion, and into love. So I love you guys. I love you all. We're about to get ready to get out of here. And, we're about to get out of here. Yes. We're about to get out of here. So peace and love to you guys. Download. Don't forget, if you like it. And if you love it, I want you to love it over on Facebook. Leave a message. Love it on iTunes. You know, love it on Twitter. Love it everywhere. Peace and love. All right. Peace and love, everyone. And don't forget, whatever you do, make sure you love what you feel.